Yesterday we spoke about the three karbonos that are brought on Pesach Shavuot Sukkis. Shalosh Galim, the Gemara says in the first parak in Chagiga, Mark quotes at the Sef, the Gimel Mitzvos, the Tzav Yisrael, Bal Yosem Laregel, the Riyah Chagiga, and the Simcha. So the Oilos Riyah has with it a Loisase. It says, Lo Yiro Fanai Reka. So the Rambam has makes a statement that if a person violated the din and he didn't bring an Oilas Riyah, he entered the Azora without bringing an Oilas Riyah, he doesn't get any Malkus because the Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So the Turi Evan in Chagiga quotes the Rambam and he asks, it doesn't make any sense. Why is it a Lav Shein Bo Maisa? If he stays home and he doesn't bring the Oilas Riyah, so he's Mavatala Essay of Aliyah LaRegel, but he's not over the Lav at all. Lo Yiro Fanai Reka only applies if he walks into the Azor. No, if he walks into the Azor, so walking is a Lav Sheyesh Ma'aseh. The Rambam writes in the Turi Evan quotes, the Rambam himself writes in Hilchas Naziris that if a Nazir walks into the cemetery, he's like it. That's a Lav Sheyesh Ma'aseh. Why does he write over here that whoever enters the Azor and doesn't come to the Azor, so he's Mevatel Yesei of Aliyah LaRegel. But if one goes into the Azor and he doesn't bring an Oilas Riyah, it's over the Lav, why is it a Lav Shema Maisem? So they have in the name of Rab Chaim, they quote, Rab Chaim explained Al Pi Pashtus that the whole nature of the Lav is to be Mechazik the Essay. The other day we were talking about the Ramban on Kiddushin. The Gemara says that women are Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah of Makeh because it's a Mitzvah Saseh, Shalom has mangrom. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, and if it would have been as mangroma, you would have said that women are potter. It can't be. There's a loisasi also. Lasasim damim beveisecha. The women would be mechuyiv to put up the market in order not to violate the loisasi. So what do the Gemara have to come up? What do the Gemara have to say? Chiddush that women are mechuyiv in market because it's a mitzvah sasi. Shalom has mangroma. They're mechuyiv in market because of the loisasi. So the Rabbana Kiddushin gave this very questionable answer. He says that the Lois Esser doesn't stand alone. The Lois Esser is just coming from Mechazik the Essay. Whoever is Mechuyiv in the Essay is over on the Lav. If you're not Mechuyiv in the Essay, you're not over on the Lav. So if women would have been exempt from the Essay of Makkah, they would have not been Muzah not to violate the Lav. True women, Hishra Kosvi Shaliyish, Lachol Onshin Shabbat Torah, the women have all of the Lois Esser that the men have, but that's only if it's a Lois Esser that stands alone. But if it's a loisese that comes to be mechazik an essay, so whoever is exempt, whoever is pata from the essay, is pata from the law. So that's why the Gemara has said that women are mechuyiv in makkah because it's a mitzvah sesa shalah azmanra. So similar to that idea, and we asked the kasha and the Ramban for the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara said beferish losas and dam veisecha applies to sulam ra'ua, applies to kelav rabatoch beiso. So what does it have to do with makkah? How can you say that losas and dam veisecha only comes to be mechazik the essay? It's a kasha and the Ramban from the Gemara and Bava Kama. But similar to that Ramban, that's how Rab Chaim says over here. The Lav of Leiro Fanai Rekim doesn't really stand alone. The Lav Leiro Fanai Rekim is just to be mechazik the essay. So when one is mevatli essay, that's Shev Al Tassin. You mevatli essay because you didn't visit the Azora and you didn't bring a carpet. That's for sure Ein Bo Maisa. So even if one walks into the Azor and he doesn't bring the Oilas Riyah, it's also Shev Yal Tasa. The Lav is not an aver of walking into the Azor. The Lav is the not bringing the carbon. So it's always a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that one who doesn't bring a carbon Chagiga is over on a Lav. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, where is the Pasuk? There is no Pasuk by the Chagiga. By the Oilas Riyah, there's a Pasuk, Lei Rov Fanai Rekam. Shalosh Pam Shana. Yeroh kol zchocha. Yeroh means they should visit the Azara and bring a carbon. Lo yeroh fanai rekam. If they visit the Azara, they don't bring a carbon, so they arrive at the Lav, lo yeroh fanai rekam. So that's by Elos Riyah. By Shami Chagiga, it says, Shalosh Pam Shana tachoguli. Tachogu means not celebrate a holiday. Tachogu means to offer a carbon Chagiga, the Shami Chagiga. Where do you have, so there's an essay. Where do you have a Lav in connection with the other money on mitzvah? Don't have any Lav. Only the Sefer HaChinuch writes that there's a Lav. Whoever doesn't bring the Shalmi Chagiga Zarev on a Lav. It's very difficult. That's the Menchas Chinuch's kash. So it could be the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin and Abdalid has a whole daf, a whole blot, Amar Aleph, Amar Beis, about Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMasoris. Whenever there's a contradiction between the Kri and the Ksiv, So what is Negei Halacha L'maisa? How do you pass? Do you pass like the Ksiv? Do you pass like the Kri? So it's a major machlokes Hatanai. This theory is in the Rambam all over the place. The Rambam, in every place he passes something else. The Gemara puts everything all together in Sanhedrin. That there's one issue, Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasaras. And the Rambam ignores the whole thing. Rambam just takes every Mishnah and he goes with the Kloli Hapsak. Amei Rab Yudah Lachik Rab Yudah, Amei Rab Shimon Lachik Rab Shimon. Every case he follows the Kloli Hapsak, then it comes out. According to the Gemara, these are steers. These should have been told as ever said, whether he hold Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasaras. A problem in the Piskei HaRambam. But Tesis has a klal there in Sanhedrin Dav Dalet. That whenever you have a kri and a ksiv, and you can darshan, you can establish the din by blending in together both the kri and the ksiv. So matov, everybody agrees, blending in together the kri and the ksiv. The only time there's a machlekes satanaim, whether you follow the ksiv, you follow the kri, yeshem lamikra, yeshem lamasaris, that's when there's no way to blend the two together. The goyim have a tshuva where they talk about why is it called yeshem lamikra, why isn't it yeshav lamikra? How come there's a binyan av and not a binyan aim? How come this is aim la mikra and not an av? Now they give some kind of an answer. The question I understand. The answer I don't understand what they have. The tshuva sagodim, they have something on it. That all kinds of people ask them all kinds of questions. So one of the balabatim asked that. They're having the tshuva sagodim. One of the balabatim thought that every time the Gemara says Ahu Gavra, it's the same person. Ahu Gavra. So they asked the Makasha. So how could it be the same person? The days of Tanoim, the days of Damaroim, the same person. So the sword must be Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu Anavi. So that's what they asked. Is that suggestion correct? So the Goyim answered back, no, it can't be, because the Gemara says once Ahu Gavra, he did Mishka Behema. Obviously that's not Eliyahu Anavi. So once upon a time, there was a person. Ahu Gavra is not necessarily the same person. Sometimes it's a Tzaddik, sometimes it's a Rosh. Ahu Gavra. So the Taisus has this cloud. Whenever you can establish the din by blending in the kri and the ksiv together, so everybody agrees that you darshan both together, you establish the din based on both together. So the Gemara, the first daf on Hagiga has such a drosha. The Gemara says, Shalosh pam shana yeira'e kol schurcha. Yeira'e. If you wouldn't have nekudas, so you'd look in the chumash, it would look like yeira'e kol schurcha. It's b'nei Hashem elokecha. So the Gemara treats that, first of all, the Gemara treats that as an issue of yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masoros. That's already a problem. We're used to understanding that the whole machlekes yeshem la mikra yeshem la masoros means when there's a kri ksiv, when there's a contradiction between the kri ksiv. Here there's no contradiction. That's the way you spell yeira'eh, yud resh aleph hey. There's no other way to spell. There is another way to spell. In modern Hebrew, incorrect spelling, yud resh aleph hey, yeira'eh. Yud resh aleph hey is yireh or yiroh, fear or yireh, he will see. Yeira'eh, in a newspaper, you'll spell it Yud Yud Reish Aleph Hey, or a yeshiva guy will spell it Yud Yud Reish Aleph Hey. But that's not correct Hebrew. Correct Hebrew is to spell Yud Reish Aleph Hey. So where did the Tanoim see that there's an issue? That's the problem. Also, the Gemara says, Bachalev means the Cholav of. Maybe it's to be read Bechalev. What do you mean, maybe it's to be read Bechalev? That's not a Kriyaksiv. The correct reading is Bachalev. There's no other way to spell Bachalev. There is no kriyak siv. Nonetheless, the Gemara schleps in that pasuk. That's one of the tanaim involved in the debate whether Yeshem la mikra, Yeshem la masoros. Here also, we have to understand why the Gemara quotes this pasuk. Shalosh pam shana yeiroi kol zechorcha, and the Gemara treats it as a case of a mikra and a masoros which contradict each other. The mikra is yeiroeh, and the masoros, according to the Masoretic text, according to what it says, it looks like it says Yireh. So the Gemara says, we establish a drasha based on both together, Yireh, Yireh, Kederach Shebol Eiros, Kach Bol Eiros. It's like a hekesh. When we come to visit the Beis HaMikdash, we're coming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see us. Yireh, Kol Zechorcha, Zpnei Hashem. We should be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yireh, Kol Zechorcha, we should see the Rabbanu Shalom. How can you see the Rabbanu Shalom? The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't have a body. We have a body, he can see us. How can we see the Baruch Shalom stomachs? We don't understand the Gemara. So that's what Reb Shlomo Levilde suggested the Pshat is. That the Gemara says on the last daf in Chagig. That's on the first daf in Chagig. The Gemara has a drasha yira yira. On the last daf, the Gemara says that when the oil of Egolim used to come to the Beis HaMikdosh, he used to lift up the Shulchan and squeeze the lechem upon him to show them that it was fresh. That a miracle occurred. They baked the lechem upon him on Friday, and it wasn't refrigerated, it wasn't frozen, and they left it on the shulchan a whole week. And the next Shabbos, when the Kohanim switched the Lechem HaParim, put on the new Lechem HaParim, they ate it, it was fresh and it was warm, and it didn't get stale. So they used to pick up the Shulchan and squeeze the Lechem HaParim to show everybody that it's fresh, this nest. Then the Gemara says, and the Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, the Orim with the Kruvim were not there. And the Bais Rishon, they would roll over the Paroiches, they would roll up the curtain by the Paroiches, and then they would pick up the Orim. They couldn't, the Oren is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they would show Ruchi Baschem Lefnei HaMokim, look, the Kruvim are hugging each other. And the hugging of the Kruvim, Kemar Ish Bilav Yosa, the Pasuk reads in the Rayomim, like a husband hugs his wife, and this represents the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Bnei Yisrael. So where did they get this idea from? That by Yisrishan they should roll over the Paroiches. Just the Gemara asked the question, what do you mean roll over the Paroiches? The Bais Sheni, the Paroiches was a curtain. The Bais Rishon, it was a solid wall. So how could they roll over a solid wall? So the Gemara says, no, there was a solid wall, but there were windows in the wall, and they would roll over the curtain in the window. So in the tkufa of the Bais Rishon, they would roll over the Paroiches by the window and show Ruchi Baschemach, the Amokim, that the Kruvim are hugging each other. And then apparently in the Bais Sheni, they would pick up the Shulchan and squeeze the Lechem HaParim, show everybody. Where'd they get this idea from? That it's a show and tell? You have to put on a whole presentation for the Olei Regalim. So Shlomo Levilna says, they must have gotten it from this drasha, Yira Yiroya. Kederach Shebol Liros, Kach Bol Liros. The people come to see the Rabbanu Shalom, but you can't see the Rabbanu Shalom. Our God is invisible. He's not a totem pole. He's not a statue. So the answer is, we show the people the Nisim Tadirim, or we show them something on the Beis HaMikdash. We show them the Kruvim that represent the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel, but we show them in the Nisim Tadirim. So that's the way we fulfill the Yirikol Zechur. So the Gemara has this drasha, Yirei Yirei, Kederach Shebaliris, Kederach Shebaliris, Kach Baliris. What does it mean? So the Gemara has one Tana, has this drasha, Malei Rois, Bishtei Naim, the Rabbanu Shalom comes to see us with both of his eyes. Rabbanu Shalom doesn't have any eyes. So what do you mean, Bishtei Naim? Means a full vision. Rabbanu Shalom has 20/20 vision. We are coming to see the Shekhinah. We have to be able to see with our full vision. If a person is a Summa Bein Achas, so this Tana says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Davoy, Gemara has it the first Daf Chagiga. So one Tana says that he's potter from visiting the Beis HaMikdash because he's not able to see Bishtei Einayim. That's the drasha of the Gemara. So it could be, Al Derech HaEfsher, it could be, where did the Sefer HaChinuch get this idea that just like if a person doesn't bring an Oil HaSri, he's over on the Lav of Leirof on Irekam, so too if a person doesn't bring a Shalmi Chagiga, he's over on the Lav Leirof on Irekam. How does he know the Lav applies to Chagiga? That's the Menchas Chinuch Kash. So just as a possible suggestion, maybe he understands that there's a Hekesh between Yirei Yeroya, between our seeing the Rabbanu Shalom and the Rabbanu Shalom seeing us, our visiting the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbanu Shalom seeing us. So maybe he understands that this Hekesh includes a Hekesh between the Oil HaSriya and the Shalmi Chagiga. Maybe he understands that the Shalmi Chagiga is an expression of the Simcha, that we see the Shekhinah, so to speak. We see the Shekhinah, so we bring Shalmi Simcha. And the Oil HaSriya is to give us a heter. We want to have permission to enter the Beis HaMikdash, so we bring an Oil HaSriya. The Shalmi Simcha is out of the excitement that we were able to see the Shekhinah. So maybe just like the Gemara Darshan's Yira Yeroya, and Shalosh Pam Shani Yeroya Kol Zechurcho, maybe he understands that this Hekish goes also in Lo Yiro Fanai Reikam, Lo Yirohu, and Lo Yiru. The Gemara never has such a drasha that Yidarshan as if it's a mikra of Masoros. But maybe just like on the same pasuk, Shalosh Pam Shani Yeroya. So the Tanoim read it two ways, a mikra and a masoris, yira yiroya. So maybe also le yirau fanai rekam. Maybe I read it twice, le yiru fanai rekam, le yiru fanai rekam. So le yirau fanai rekam, they shouldn't appear before the Shekhinah empty handed. You have to bring an Oil HaSriya to have permission to enter the Beis HaMikdash. That's the matter. And le yiru fanai rekam, over the excitement of seeing the Shekhinah, a person is obligated to demonstrate his excitement and his simcha by bringing a shalmi simcha. So maybe he read in the Lo Yerov, Fanai Rekam also Yirei Yerov. So maybe that's what the Sefer Chinuch had up his sleeve. It's hard to know. It's a problematic, it's a questionable Sefer Chinuch. There's a famous kasha that they quote in the name of Rabbi Saul Salanter on that drosha of the Gemara on the first daf in Chagiga. Just like the Shechina comes to see us with two eyes, so too we should come to see the Shechina with two eyes. Whoever suma bein achas is potam in ariyah. So Rabbi Saul Salanter asked Akasha from a medrash on the end of Shir Hashirim. The pasuk says over there, brach doidi idmei l'chol etzvi. So the medrash says, a tzvi is sometimes awake and sometimes sleeping. All the animals sleep. So when the tzvi is awake, he looks with his both eyes. When the tzvi is asleep, he keeps one eye open and one eye closed. So the medrash says, brach doidi idmei l'chol etzvi. The Rebbeinu shel Olam is our dod, he's the one who loves us and we love him. So he looks at Bnei Yisrael like a deer looks when we're rosim etzonu shel mokam, that he looks at us with both eyes. He gives a strong hashgacha pratis to protect Bnei Yisrael. When we're ein rosim etzonu shel mokam, he doesn't close his eyes completely. He closes one eye, but he keeps one eye open, just like the tzvi, even when he's sleeping, keeps one eye open. So even when we're bali aveira, even when Bnei Yisrael are not ruim, ein rosim etzonu shel mokam, the Medrash says the Baruch Shalom still keeps one eye open to look at us. So the Shaila is, how did the Tanoim know on the Pshat and the Pasuk? Shalosh Vam Shana Yeroa Kol Zechurcha. Is the Baruch Shalom really looking at us with two eyes or with one eye? So the, one of the times that the mitzvah B'riyas Panim appears in the Chumash, it says Shalosh Vam Shana Yeroa is Pnei Ho'odan Hashem. Says such a lashon, it's Pnei Ho'odan Hashem. A few times it says Pnei Hashem Elokecha, but one of the three times it says three times the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. One of the three times it says Liris is Pnei Ho'odan Hashem. So Rabbi Saul Salanter asked, if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is referred to as an Odon, so it means that we are referred to as an Eved. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Avinu Malkeinu, when he's a Melech, so they were Bonim Lamakam. And when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is referred to as an Odon, that means that we're Avadim. When are we called Avadim? When are we called Bonim? So there's a suggestion made in the Gemara Kiddushin, the Agadita, in the first parak in Kiddushin, that Bizman Shayyasar Lazim and Tzonu Shamakam, they're called Bonim. Bizman Shayyasar and Tzonu Shamakam, they're not called Bonim, they're called Avadim. So if the Pasuk says we should be Oyla Regal Liris as Pnei Ho'odan Hashem, it's referring to Bizman Shayyasar and Tzonu Shamakam. That's why he's referred to as an Adon. So Bizman Shayyasar Mitzvah Shamakam, the Baruch Shem only looks with one eye. He doesn't look with two eyes. So how did the Tana Darshan, Male Rois Bishnei Enayim, Avliris Bishnei Enayim? This Rabbi Saul Salanter's Kasha. So the Darshanim in Europe used to give Terutzim, used to work on the Kasha. So Harif is digging Kasha. So again, so the Gemara says in the beginning of Chagig, in the first parak, the Gemara quotes the Tosefta, that Gibel Mitzvahs Nitztavi Yisrael Bali Yosam L'Regel, when the Jews were L'Regel, Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, they became obligated to bring the three korbanos, the Riyah Chagiga and the Simcha. The Riyah, you're only Yotze if you bring the Oilas Riyah on Yontif. On Chol HaMoed, or it's a Machlokes Bishan and Bisilul, in the Mishnah, is that you're permitted to bring the Oilas Riyah on Yontif itself. On Shabbos you're not allowed, but on Yom Tov itself is machlekes is b'sham nisil. For sure chalamayit is for sure mutar. On Shavuos, according to the opinion of b'shamer, that you're not permitted to bring an oil asriya on Yom Tov, so there is no chalamayit on Shavuos. So when did they bring? So the Mishnah says that there are 6 days. The 6 days immediately following Shavuos have a din of tashlumin. That the Gemara explains in Rosh Hashanah that when you count Sfiras Omer, where did they get such an idea that the 6 days following Shavuos are good for Tashlumen? So the Gemara quotes Abai in Rosh Hashanah that there are two psukim about Sfiras Omer. One pasuk says, in one parsha it says, we should count Tisbaruch Hamishim Yom. We count 49 days. The other parsha says, Shubu Shavuos Tisbaloch, we count weeks. So which is it? Do you count weeks or do you count days? So Abai says, Mitzvah Lemim Neyomi or Mitzvah Lemim Neshavu. You count the days and you count the weeks. What's the purpose of counting Sfiras Omer? To be Koveya Shavuos. What is Shavuos? Is Shavuos a holiday of one day, Or is it a holiday of a week? So Abayi says they're both correct. Shavuos is a holiday of one day for Isim Malacha and for Karbonos HaMusafim. But it's a holiday of one week for the purpose of Oilas Riyah and Shalmei Chagiga. So that's Abayi's Mokar for the din in the Mishnah. That there's Tashlum in the first 6 days following Shavuos is like Chalamoid. It's not like Chalamoid in the sense that there's an Isim Malacha or anything. It's like Chalamoid in the sense that Shavuos is a holiday of one week and a holiday of one day. That's a shalom. Maybe this is only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. Because the whole relevance, the whole significance of declaring that Shavuos is a holiday for a whole week is only going to get to Karbanas. Going to get to Isim Malacha, it's only a Yontav of one day. So that's why there's one opinion in the Rishonim, which is absolutely not accepted in La Locha, that the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, there was a mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, and a mitzvah the Mimni Shavuot, mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count weeks. Bizman HaZeh, the counting of the days is the Raisa, because we're going to be Kaver Shavuos as a Yontav of one day. The mitzvah to count the weeks, that's only mid the Rabbanan Zechel and English. That's not the way it says in Agamaris. In Agamaris and Menachis, it says the whole thing is only mid the Rabbanan, but some of the Rishonim had such a Girsa in the Gemara, that the counting of the days is the Raisa today, because we're only going to establish Shavuos as a one-day holiday. The counting of the weeks is only the Rabbanan. That's where the minute comes from, that some people delete, they're so eager to delete the Tachnun, so they want to celebrate holidays all the time. So they delete Tachnun the 6 days following Shavuos, because it's all a Yontav. Shavuos is a Yontav for 7 days. So that's the Shaila, whether that makes sense, Bizman HaZeh. Yes? Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. Gentlemen, I'm infamous for before Purim asking where's Matanis Lavyayna mentioned for the first time. This year I didn't ask it. Instead, I told you about some of the families whom you help. I'm infamous for asking where is Mois Chitin for the first time. I'm not going to ask that either. I was instead going to tell a joke. Believe it or not, I do have a sense of humor. But I heard a story last week and I heard a story last night, and I thought rather I should share them. We all know this past summer, terrorists used the city of Tzvas as target practice. Anybody who could left. Yes, I know people are back. Most people's lives are back to normal. And yet there are children who need help from mental health professionals because of the tsaros they've gone through. And last week I said, we'll help 34 of these families. Friends of mine made Aliyah about 20 years ago. I'm sorry to say they need a helping hand. I'm happy to say you helped them. Last night my daughter called and she said she dropped in unexpectedly and she noticed it's supper time. What was their main course? Any guesses? Rice was the main course. And my daughter called and said, Ta, you have to help them more. And so we collect for Mois Chitin. I do have change. I take tax-deductible checks. And I have envelopes for anyone who's interested in an envelope. Everyone was in the base medrash. Some people said they forgot. Go ahead.
So on Pesach, like on Shavuos and Sukkot, they have to bring Shalmei Chagiga. Shalmei Chagiga has to be Nishchat on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed. Shalmei Chagiga, even Beishamai agree, you can bring on Yontif because you eat it. Oy Masriya, that's a machlekes. Beishamai himself. But Shalmei Chagiga eats, so that even Beishamai agree may be brought on Yontif itself. So here the Mishnayos have then, in addition to the Shalmei Chagiga that you have to bring on Yontif, Shchitas HaShlamim has to be on Yontif, there was an addition to that, the Chagigas Arba Asa. They used to bring a Karma Chagiga on Erev Pesach, and they ate it on Leil Haseh, on Leil Pesach. So it is a big Machlekes HaTanaim, where the Chagigas Arba Asa is a Din Daraisa, Din Darabanan. On Dafayinam and Aleph, you have Ben Tema, holds that it's a Din Daraisa, and he holds that it's Deicha Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is Chali is B'Shabbos, not only do you bring the Korban Pesach, you bring the Chagigas Arba Asa as well. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin that Chagigas Arba Asa is only the Rabbanan, and the Mele, it's not Deicha Shabbos. This the Gemara tells a story that Ben Durtoi, Atana, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Durtoi, lived his man by Shani. And he also held like Ben Tema. He held that Chagigas Arba Asa is the Raisa Deicha Shabbos. So one year, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. And he would not be able to bring a Chagigas Arba Asa. They weren't going to let him walk into the Beis Hamikdash, do whatever he wants. It's that there's a Gabbai there. You have to ask permission from the Gabbai to bring Karbanos. So they would throw him out. So he felt that he'd be he would be Mevatel a Mitzvah. Just like the din is that Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, and the din is Chagigas Arba Asa is also Deicha Shabbos. So he didn't want to violate the essay or the lois essay, whatever it is, by the Chagiga. The Sefer Chinuch came up with the Chiddush that there's a lois essay also. So he ran away from Yerushalayim. He ran very far away from Yerushalayim in order that he should be B'derech Rechoika. Ben Durtoi, Pirushu B'Durtoi Beno. Tana's name was Rabbi Yehuda Ben Durtoi. And he had a son who followed his father's opinions. So he and his son ran away, Yashalot B'Daram. They moved away, far away from Yerushalayim. So they'll be B'derech Rechoika, so they're off the hook. So the Derech Rechoika, you're not Mechuyim Karban Pesach. You're not Mechuyim Chagigas Arba Asa. He felt if he's going to stay in Yerushalayim, they won't let him bring the Chagigas. They'll only let him bring the Karban Pesach. Because no one held like him. They held the Chagigas Arba Asa, it's not Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, according to this Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Durtoi and Ben Tema, these two Tanaim, Chagigas Arba Asa has the same din as Karban Pesach, the Ein Echel Al Tzli. And the Mishnah that lists off the Fir Kashis, the Manash Tana follows the opinion of this Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Durtoi and Ben Tema. Why? Because Mishnah has an additional question that we no longer say Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash, are you kind? He used to ask another question. Manash Tana Laila Hazeh, Shebuchal Aleh San Rachlan Basa Tzli Shalukam Avusha, can eat meat that's either cooked, boiled, broiled, fried, whatever, roasted. Laila Hazeh Tzli. So the girsa that the Gemara had is, Laila Hazeh Kulo Tzli. Alayla hazeh kulotzli. What do you mean kulotzli? It's not true. The Chagigas Arba Asa could be sholok mevushol, whatever. And the Korban Pesach is tzli. So how come it says in the Mishnah, that's the girsa that they had, alayla hazeh kulotzli? So the answer is, the Mishnah goes like Ben Tema, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Durtoi, the Chagigas Arba Asa is deraisa, and it's hukish, the Korban Pesach, and it has to be tzli as well. That's why some Rishonim think that if you have a Stam Mishnah, this is wild. You have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Durtoi, so we paskin like him. Paskin like Chagigas Arba Asa Deicha Shabbos. Very wild idea. Tesis quotes such an opinion. We should, because of the Stam Mishnah, Laila Zekula Tzli, the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Durtoi. So therefore, the halacha is like that Chagigas Arba Asa is deraisa, has to be Tzli. So therefore, the Mishnah says when you have the Seder, so you should have Shnei Tafshilin on the Kaira. What is the Shnei Tafshin all about? So it's very obscure. The Mishnah doesn't explain. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, the Maskanas HaSug is, that the Shnei Tafshilin only was instituted after the Churban HaBayis. Echad Zeichel HaPesach, Echad Zeichel HaChagigah. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikam, they didn't have Shnei Tafshilin. One could have read the Mishnah otherwise. The Chidas HaSug is, that Shnei Tafshilin was even Bizman HaBayis. It's not Zeichel HaPesach, Zeichel HaPesach and Zeichel HaChagigah. Pashtus, the Tchilas HaSugi is working with the assumption that Shnei Tavshilin means it should be two additional courses. In addition to the Korban Pesach, you should have a bowl of soup and you should have some cooked carrots or whatever people enjoy. Kugel, you should have two more tafshilin in addition to the Karban Pesach. That's a siman of the Suda Chashuva. The din is that on Erev Tisha B'Av by the Suda Mavsekes, you're not allowed to have basa v'yayin, and you're not allowed to have shnei tafshilin. Shnei tafshilin, a two-course meal, that they're both cooked. If everything is raw, it's a different story. But if you have two tafshilin that are cooked, so that's a siman of the Suda Chashuva. So the pashtus is that on Pesach night, it's not enough that you eat a Karban Pesach and you eat matzah mar. In addition to the matzah and the maror and the korban pesach, you have to have another two tafshilin. Afilu b'zman habayis, you have to have soup and another course that you should eat that should be mavushal, not raw, in order to be koveya that this is a suda chashuva miyot. In conjunction with the suda chashuva of leil pesach, you eat the korban pesach. I would have said korban pesach should count as one of the shnei tafshilin, but the Mishnah says not so. Then the Gemara comes to Maskana, it's not true. That b'zman habayis, there was no need for shnei tafshilin. The whole Shnei Tavshilin was only introduced after the Churban Abayis, and it's a Zeichel HaPesach and Zeichel HaChagigah. So because it's Zeichel HaPesach, Zeichel HaChagigah, that's why the Gemara raises the question, maybe the two Tavshilin have to be flesh. We don't do like that. We use a Zroa. For one of the Tavshilin we use a Zroa, and the other one we use a Beitza Mubushala. So the Beitza is not flesh. So one opinion in the Gemara is that you should have Shnei Tavshilin Shal Basar, because Zeichel HaPesach, Zeichel HaChagigah, they were both basar. And the maskana of the Gemara is that it doesn't have to be, they don't have to be basar. That would be more mehuter if they would both be basar, zechel pesach, zechel achagiga. But the Gemara comes to the maskana that even silka v'areza, that's what one of the Amoraim was giving a shear. So he said, it doesn't have to be basar. Even if one is silka, what is silka is beets, cooked beets. V'areza is cooked rice. The main course of the meal was the rice. Okay. Afilu silka v'areza. Then the Gemara says, even though it's more mehuder to have shnei tafshilin of basar, because it's zechel pesach and zechel chagiga, one of the Amoraim was mehader bedavke to have silka v'areza. Why? It's more mehuder to have shnei tafshilin of basar. No, hoven afik min pumi de rabbi fuzera. His rebbe, when he gave the shir, so he gave this mashal. The rebbe said, silka v'areza is good. So because he loved the rebbe and he cherished every word that the rebbe gave, he loved the Mishalom of the Rebbe. Not only the maskanas, the dinam aloch al maise, when the Rebbe gave a joke in the middle of the shir, he's going to tell a joke. Or when the Rebbe tells a story, he gives a mashal. So he wanted to remember every mashal and every joke and every nuance of the shir. So he was mahada to have, that's how the Gemara says, that Amor was mahada to have silka v'areza for the shnei tafshilin, hov v'nofik min pumi de rab, that's how his Rebbe said over in the shir. That's where the Gemara has a comment. You're going to eat orez on Pesach. You have to cook it. You're not afraid it's going to turn into chometz. So the Gemara says, it seems that no one is choshish for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that in addition to the chameshes mini dogan that we are familiar with, he holds that the oriz is also bore de chimetz. So how can you have silka v'areza? If you're going to cook it too long, it'll turn into chometz. You're going to let every balabasta cook oriz. So the answer is, leis tochosh lohad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. No one's choshish for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We pass the halacha clearly against him that oiris does not count as one of the chameshes miridog. If you eat cooked rice, if it's soft, then the Gemara has a chiddush in brachas that you say bari minim zaynis, even though it's not for the chameshes miridog, and you say bari minim zaynis, but you don't say alamichi at the end. You say bari nefashos. Alamichi is reserved dafka for the chameshes miridog. So the Tosis discusses these Shnei Tavshilim. So even though we are not Mahada to have Shnei Mini Basar, we have a meaning that we use Beitza, and in Shulchan Aruch they give you the reason why, because Beyo in Aramaic is an egg, and Beyo also has the connotation of the Hispalel, Im Tevayun Bayun, on the first daf and second daf in Bava Kama. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Im Tevayim Bayim, if you'll pray for the Gula, then the Rabbanu Shalom will bring the Gula. So we bring a Beitza to remind us that we should pray that the Rabbanu Shalom should redeem us, the Rabbanu Shalom should give us a Gula. It says that Tosis quotes a practice that since the Shnei Tafshilin HaZechel HaPesach and Zechel HaGiga, and from the fact that the Stam Mishneh seems to go like Rabbi Yudah ben Durtoy and Ben Taimo, Halayla HaZech Kulotzli, that we paskin that even the Chagig Zabrosa has to be Tzli, so not only the Zroa should be broiled Tzli, the egg should also be broiled. Instead of just cooking the egg, in a pot full of water, you should broil the egg as well. Both should be broiled kula tzli, because it should be zecher lePesach and zecher lHagiga. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote such a practice, but this is really a wild minig. You should be mahader to satisfy the opinion of Rav Yehuda ben Dutoy. What we really hold like him, like Ben Taima, that the Chagigas Habas is Decha Shabbos. Yeah, they never held like him. It's very strange. That's what they call in Shulchan Aruch, such a practice, to be mehadet, to do tzli, because it is Tam Mishnah.
David, so what about the other line in the Mishnah, about the Kulo Matzah? Kulo Matzah is to exclude chametz. Mm-hmm. And
kulot
is to exclude
shaluk. Mavushal and shaluk, yeah. Meat.
That's the chat.
Right.
So is there any extrapolation?
Kol alayla zeh anachlein basa tzli shaluk and mavushal. Alayla zeh, all the basar is tzli. There are other things that are not basar. Those are not tzli. But all the basar is going to be tzli. That's the pirush amilus in the mission, yeah.
So are there any extrapolations on kulot matzah?
Kula matzah means from bread that we eat. We don't eat chametz, we only eat matzah. And the flesh that we eat, we don't eat shalak and mavushal. All the basa that we're going to eat, basa tzli shalak and mavushal. Mishnah has the word basa. All the basa that we're going to eat tonight is all going to be tzli. So that's what leads the Gemara to say in Daf Ayin that the Mishnah goes like Ben Taima, like Rav Yehuda ben Dutoy. But that should lead Tosfos to say that the din is like him. That's very strange. Yeah, the Gemara has that suffix over there, and I find how far does he go with his opinion? Rabbi Yehuda ben Dutoy and Ben David, they hold it as the Chagigas Habas is the Cheshabbos, and it has to be Tzli. What about the other din, and what about Shvira Setzem? Shvira Setzem, not a din in the actual court. The Korban Pesach has to be Tzli. Then there's a din, I'm not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. So would you say that there's an Easter Shvira Setzem on the Chagigas Habas as well? So the Gemara raises the question, we're not sure. So there's a Tosfos on Daf Ayin and Aleph, where Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, that there is a din. The din is in the Mechilta. The din is from the Tanoim. That the Korban Pesach is Nechal Ala Sova. How do you translate the words Nechal Ala Sova? So Tosfos understands Pashup Shad, you have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. After you've already broken your hunger, you're no longer starving. You shouldn't eat it achila gasa if you're going to eat it so late after you're ready to plus. After the Viennese table, then you're going to eat the Korban Pesach. So that's what does the Gemara call it? Achila gasa. So the Gemara says that you wouldn't be yotzei. He wouldn't be yotzei. He wouldn't be yotzei. They chayvasa mitzman amufcha. Shaila, how to read that Gemara? Gemara comes. Okay. Tosfos discusses what the maskonos Gemara. Tosfos says there are two kinds of achila gasa. Sometimes achila gasa, you yotze the mitzvah, but it's not bishlei musa. You shouldn't have had achila gasa. And sometimes achila gasa, where he's cut by the macholoi, it's achila gasa lof shma achila, then your mamish wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. Gemara first said, Nozer daf chav gimli, if you eat the korban pesach achila gasa, you're not yotze. Then Gemara said, what do you mean you're not yotze? Of course you're yotze. So Gemara said, no, tones it down. Gemara said, you're not yotze bishlei musa. You're yotze the korban. Yotze the mitzvah of achila. And then Tosfos says, in truth, sometimes he wouldn't be yotze at all. If it's a real achila gasa, he wouldn't be yotze at all. So the Korban Pesach is nechal ala sova towards the end of the meal when he's no longer starving. So what's the reason for this din? So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi at Afayinam and Aleph that this is a din midirabana on exera mishum shvira setzen. We don't want him to eat the Korban Pesach too early in the meal, because if he's hungry from all day, so he may go to the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach has to be bashnasa, has to be within the first year, before the first birthday of the animal. And the animals are usually born that season of the year, so they're very tender, they're very tiny, they're very schwach. The bones are not so sturdy. If you have an old animal already, then the bones are going to be stronger. But the young animal that was just born 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, the bones are not going to be so strong. So there's a concern, if he's really starving and he's going to go to it to eat the Korban Pesach, there's a concern he may break the bones. So that's why they made a takana de rabbanon. The Pesach should be nechal ala sova at the end of the meal. So he's not going to be so hungry, not going to be so eager to eat. He may not rush so quickly to eat and to break the bones. And in order that it should be nechal ala sova, they instituted chagigas arba'asa, that it should be eaten first. That's on the assumption that chagigas arba'asa is only with the rabbanon. So that's what Tosis raises a question. But according to that Tzad in the Gemara of Ben Teima, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dutoy, the Chagig Zabosar is the Raisa and is an Issa Shvir Setzem and the Chagig Zabosar. So why do you eat the Korban Pesach al Sova and the Chagiga before it? You may break the bones of the Chagig Zabosar.
I think it has all the dinim.
He holds, yeah. If it has to be Tzli, then it has to be Bashnasa also. The Gemara has a suffix about Shvira Setzim, because Shvira Setzim is a din regarding the Korban Pesach. Tzli and Bashnasa is Mamish a din in the Korban Pesach. That's a din beguf HaKorban. This is a din al guf HaKorban. So the Gemara raised the question, what about the Shvira Setzim? So that's what Tosis raises the question. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima, if you say there's an issur shvira setzem, it doesn't make sense that you have to eat the korban pesach al asova, and first you eat the chagiga sabasa. You may break the bone of the chagiga sabasa, and you'll be over the lava on the chagiga. That's what they used. You look in the Rambam totally does not understand like Tosis al asova. The Rambam understands nechal al asova. It's in the Mishnah Torah and the Sefer HaMitzvahs both. The Rambam understands Korban Pesach Nechal Al HaSova differently. He writes Kedei Lizboa Mimenu. He never quotes that Loshen Nechal Al HaSova at the end of the meal. The Rambam says you have to eat Kedei Lizboa Mimenu, means that it's not sufficient to eat a Kezayis. You should eat Kedei Sviya. How much is Kedei Sviya? Two Kezayisim. A Kebeitza is a Machlekes HaRishonim, whether a Kebeitza is two Kezayisim or three Kezayisim. What's the ratio of a Kezayis to a Kebeitza? Is it a Shlish Beitza or a Chatzi Beitza? So many Rishonim hold the Shulchan Aruch. The two opinions are good. Many Rishonim hold that the Kezayis is a Chatzi Beitza. So the Rambam learns you have to eat Kedei Lizbon Meni. You eat two Kezayisim of the Korban Pesach, not because of the Chashash of Shvira Setzem, but rather the Rambam says to demonstrate that the Ikar Mitzvah is the Korban Pesach. The Chagig is Abbasar, all right, even if you hold that is Deraisa, but that's not as important as the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is the main character in the whole show. The Korban Pesach was the main thing. So he says, you eat Kedei Lizbo Mimenu, you eat twice as much. Like one Tana says, V'achalta V'savata V'achta Hashem Elokecha. So one Tana says, V'achalta Zu Kazayis. It would have meant Kazayis. And now that it says V'savata, so you're only B'chuyif to bench B'chus Hamas, and if you eat Kebeitza. Where does he see Kebeitza? So V'achalta would have meant Ein Achila B'chus Mekazayis. Savata means an additional kazayis, two kazayis. If you hold that a kebetz is two kazayis. So here also the Ramaman says, you should eat the Korban Pesach kedei lizbo mimenu, like the chalta v'savata, eat two kazayis. To demonstrate that the yikem mitzvah sachilos halayla is on the Korban Pesach as opposed to the matzah and the moror and whatever else you're going to eat in the meal. Where did the Ramam get there? You ever find such a thing? That you have eat twice as much in order to demonstrate that that's the yikem mitzvah? So Rabbi Yerucham Perla writes in his voluminous commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigan, he writes there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says that in the Beis Hamikdash on Rosh Hashanah they didn't only blow shofar, they blew chatzotzu simultaneously with the shofar. And in the Beis Hamikdash on Taneisim, on the Tanesibah, when you have to blow chatzotzu, kisavim ucham amiyatzam al atzar atzar eschon hariyesim chatzotzu, simultaneous with the Tkiyas Chatzetzos, they had a blow, Shofar. And then the Gemara says it's only a Migdash, Chutz Migdash, you don't have it, and it's based on the Pasuk, B'Chatzetzos, of Kol Shofar, Ariel of Ne'am Elach Hashem. The Beis HaMigdash is the, and it's only, the Sfasemis says the Kasha on the Mishnah in Erechin. Mishnah in Erechin says that they used to have a whole orchestra, the Levim had an orchestra, and every day he used to play Shiras HaLevim. And on certain occasions in the year, the orchestra was even a whole symphony orchestra, two symphony orchestras. It was a more elaborate orchestra. So the Mishnah says that they used to sometimes have chatzetzus, not always, sometimes they had chatzetzus in the orchestra, period. Hey, it's a frekta kasha. What happened to the din there in Beis HaMikdash? Whenever there's a chatzetzus, you have to have a shofar. Whenever there's a shofar, you have to have a chatzetzus. It says they had chatzetzus, it's 11 days a year or something, a Mishnah in Erechin. It doesn't say that they had shofars in conjunction with the chatzetzus. So that's his kasha. So the pashta says that the teretz is, well, you have an orchestra, so you have to ask musicians what instruments fit into the orchestra. You can't just stick in a shofar. We'll throw in a flute, and we'll throw in a harp, and we'll throw in a shofar. What do you mean? Has to fit in. So they decided, b'zman ha-migdash, the shofar doesn't fit in. That din in the Mishnah, b'makom sheyesh shofar, yesh chatzotz, b'zman sheyesh chatzotz, yesh shofar, That's only when the shofar, the chatzotzer, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and the chatzotzer of the Taina Sibah is not b'toras music. It's b'toras tefillah. And an eis tzara, when there's a Taina Sibah, so you're blowing chatzotzer, then it's kartim of Nei Hashem Elokechem, it's for the purpose of tefillah. And blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah is also, we say, Shemeh kol truos ham Yisrael hayom berachamim, like Shemeh tefillah. The tkiya shofar is a form of tefillah. And the Beis HaMikdash is basic Beis tefillah. Beis HaMikdash is a makom tefillah. So that's why the Tanoim had a tradition that the Chatzotz will call Shofar Hariyu. The Bnei HaMelech Hashem doesn't go on music, it goes on tefillah. When you're offering prayers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, you're enhancing the tefillahs by blowing Shofar, by blowing Chatzotz. It's a big vul, and that's all you do. And Rosh Hashanah offered tefillahs with the Shofar. And the Tanoim Sibi offered tefillahs with the Chatzotz. And the Beis HaMikdash, whenever you're enhancing the tefillahs by either A or B, by Shofar or Chatzotz, then you have to have both of them. So the Mishnah says, though, that on Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash, when they're blowing the shofar with the chatzotzra, so the shofar marech v'chatzotzis mekatzvos, shemitzvos hayom b'shofar. And the Taina Sibur, when you're blowing the shofar together with the chatzotzra, so to demonstrate that the ikar mitzvos hayom is the chatzotzra, so the chatzotzra says marech, the one who's blowing chatzotzra blows twice as long, the one who blows shofar blows simultaneously with the chatzotzra half the time, and then he stops and the chatzotzra is marech. So you see that if you're doing two different things that are similar. You blow shofar and chatzotzer simultaneously, and one is the ikar mitzvah sayom, and the other one is to enhance it. So your marech, you have extra, you have twice as much of the one that's the mitzvah sayom than the one that's only enhancing it. So that's apparently how the Rambam understood this din. That's what, not apparently how he understood, that's what he writes explicitly. He says, ye eat two kizesim of the korban pesach, b'di'evet, if a person only ate one kazayis, and the Mishnah says in the middle of Pesachim, Hashem shachal kazayis yotze derech basa. If you ate one kazayis, it's yotze b'di'evet. But l'chatchila, it's a mitzvah b'shleimusa to eat, k'dei lizbo m'men, it's nechal ala sova. The Rambam never writes that loshon, ala sova. He writes, you should eat two kazayis and k'dei lizbo m'men. We have the Maharil Sefer, the Droshes Maharil, there are two svar. You have the Shalas Tshuvas of the Maharil that were written by the Maharil himself. And then you have the regular Maharil that's known as the Droshes Maharil. He starts with Nisan, Ir, Sivan. He goes in order, he tells you you don't say Tachnon, and when you say Slichas, and you say Piyutim, and when you, which Kinnis you say, which Pizmonim, and so on and so forth, all the Yotzers and everything. Gives all the Minhagim. So the Droshes Maharil was written by one of the Talmidim, was not written by the Maharil himself. So every so often, the Achreinim Amasik, they said the Talmud must have made a mistake. He didn't write it correctly. So here it says, Maril says that the minig is when you eat afikoyim and you have two kizaisim, zeichel pesach that they always ate two kizaisim. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham and Arachayim both say it must be a misprint. There is no such thing. The Mishnah says you eat a kazais. Hashem is shochel kazais yotzei dechavasek. It must be it's a misprint that the afikoyim is zeichel pesach v'zeichel achagiga. So you need two kizaisim. Maril probably said you should have two kizaisim of the afikoyim. You should eat one kazayis zeichel pesach and one kazayis zeichel lachagiga. But it can't be that the Maharil said two kazayis mezeichel pesach. There is no such thing. So the latest Svarim write, there is such a thing. The Rambam, they didn't have a Rambam. The Taz and the Magen Avraham didn't have a Rambam. The Rambam writes beforehand, you eat two kazayis on the korban pesach. But the evidence, you ate one kazayis a yotze. And the reason why you eat two kazayis is because you're going to eat chagiga sabas and you're going to eat matzah, you're going to eat mara. You're going to eat a whole meal. So you want to demonstrate the ikir mitzvah sachilas alayla is the korban pesach. So that's why you eat twice as much of korban pesach than of all the other things. A totally different shot. The Rambam has a totally different shot. It has nothing to do with shvira setzah. But this is quotes in Yerushalmi that the reason for the din derabanan of eating the korban pesach ala sova at the end of the meal is because of the concern of shvira setzah, and then they get stuck. According to Ben Taimo, the Chagig Zabrasa has it in Isser. Shvira Zetzem, so how do you eat that? Shalom ala sova? Eat them both ala sova. At the end of the Pasha Pshat is you eat the Chagig Zabrasa when you're starving. So what happened to the concern of the Shvira Zetzem? It's a problem. The Mishnah has the very last Mishnah in Masechta. They quote the Chaim Valojina had a brother, Rab Zalman Valojina. He was supposed to be a super genius. When the Talmidim of the Gro, whenever the Vilna Gaon didn't remember a Gemara, so Rab Zalman Valojina would tell him the Gemara by heart. He knew Shas by heart. That's what someone said. Could it be that he knew how to learn? He knew Gemara better than the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon also had a photographic memory. How can it be that Zalman of Alojina knew better than the Vilna Gaon? So Rav Chaim Alojina said, no. My brother, Rav Zalman of Alojina, you ask him, what does it say on Daf Kuf Chafalo? So he'll start rattling off. If you tell him a line in the Gemara, you ask him, what's the word before? He won't be able to say that. Paseach HaSeidecha Mazbil Chol Chai Ratzin. What's the word before Paseach? That he won't be able to tell you. The Vilna Gaon knew Yoshev HaHafuch. Well, down no backwards and forwards. He mamish had a photographic memory as if it was in front of him. As if it were in front of him. That's Rav Chaim Alojina said. So there's a little sefer called Tolda Sodom that has a biography, a little bit biography, Rav Zalman of Alojina. Has his Chidushin Torah a little bit. The Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Tolda Sodom from time to time. He quotes halachas from there. So they have a famous word from Rav Zalman of Alojina. It says, Can I get a bottom Dibra Torah? And the Chacham from all the dinim of Korban Pesach, you only tell him, why don't you tell him, we're talking about in Yoni Pesach already for 3 hours, yesterday and today. We didn't talk about Eim Aftir Nacha Pesach. What's so important about that din? So they quoted the name of Rav Zalman of Alojina that he said that it means you have to teach him all of Mishnah's Kesachim till closing Mishnah. To the last Mishnah in the Masechta that says Eim Aftir Nacha Pesach Avikarim, and he said that some Girasoys have the word Ad Av Hata Emalok Yilchas HaPesach Ad Eim Aftir Nacha Pesach Avikarim. You should teach them all the Mishnahis up until and including the last Mishnah. Yeah, it's an interesting suggestion. The only problem is that's not the last Mishnah in the Masechta. That's on Kuf Yates on the base. Then you have Yashtim Mitzasam. Then you have the last Mishnah is Birchas HaZevach, Birchas HaPesach. Perhaps there's something missing over here. Something missing. Unless in the Mishnah, it's all one Mishnah. So the Mishnah gives you the first line of the last Mishnah. Maybe that's what he means. Anyway, the very last Mishnah in Psachim records the Machlekes Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel. On Leil Pesach, you're eating the Chagigah, and you're eating the Korban Pesach as well. So the Rashi and the Rashbam both have an assumption that one recites a Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekedishan HaMitzvah, Svitzivano, Al Achilas HaZevach, before eating the Chagigas HaBosam. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulim Avarach Alayim Ovel Asi Osam, HaBichas HaMitzvah. And then before eating Korban Pesach, he recited Baruch HaShem Shem Tzatzono, Al Achilas HaPesach. That's how they learned the Pshat in the Mishnah, is talking about the Bracha in conjunction with the Achilas HaKorbanos. And Rabbi Shmuel comes up with a wild, fantastic Chiddush. Questionable whether we should accept his premise. He said, just like there is a Mishnah in Brochus, that there's in the context of Birchas HaNenen, there's an Iker and a Tofel, Birch Aloika Patas HaTfelo. If you said a Broch, let's say you're eating potatoes, baked potatoes with butter. So you don't say Shakal on the butter and Bar Piyadam on the potatoes. You say a Broch on the potatoes, it covers the butter. Or potatoes with salt on top, or something like that. You don't say two Brochus. Birch Aloika Patas HaTfelo and Birchas HaNenen. So Rabbi Shmuel has a Chiddush that this applies even to Birchas HaMitzvahs. If you're performing two mitzvahs together, and one is an ikar, one is a tofel, hard to tell. What do you mean one is an ikar, one is a tofel? So you only say the brach on the ikar, and there's no need to recite the brach on the tofel. Sure. And then he gives you an example. He says, Chagigas HaBosar is a tofel, and Korban Pesach is the ikar. Why is Chagigas HaBosar the tofel? So Pasha Pshat is, if one should assume that it's only with the Rabbanon, Chagigas HaBosar is only with the Rabbanon, not like Ben Taiman, not like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Dutoy, and Dafayin Amid Aleph Amid Beis. It's only Midirabbanan. Why did he introduce it Midirabbanan in order that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal ala Sova? So the whole institution of Chagigas HaBosar is as a tofel to the Korban Pesach. Huh? So that we understand Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara is. So maybe that would be Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva says, Lo Zupa Terezu. Why? So one could have said, because Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he thinks that in mitzvahs, the whole din of Iker and Tofel doesn't apply to Birchas HaMitzvah. Only applies to Birchas HaNen. That would have been a nice pshat, but the Gemara doesn't say that pshat. The Gemara gives a totally different pshat. The Gemara says, the premise over here is, by all Karbanis, except for Avchor V'Amaisa V'Pesach, by all other Karbanis, you do Zrikas HaDam. Either you do four zrikas on the four corners and in his Mizbeach, or you do two zrikas, or you do one zrika, what you do is zrikas hadam. By the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chorva HaMaisa HaPesach, you do shvicha. You take the kli, and you pour the dam like this, instead of doing Zrika Meirochak, Rashi says, you do Shvicha Mikarvi, you stand right next to the Mizbech, and you pour it on the Yisoy. So the Gemara has the Gemara claims that this is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Kishetimtza Loimar, the Gemara just has three lines, that's it. No discussion. If you look into it, you'll realize that the point of debate, point of dispute between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is the following. Rabbi Shmuel holds Zrika Bechlal Shvicha, or lo Shvicha Bechlal Zrika. What do you mean, Zrika Bechlal Shvicha? What do the words mean? Zrika Bechlal Shvicha. The Korban Pesach, it says in Chumash, you have to do shvicha by Bchor Maisa Pesach. You have to do shvicha mikorv. What if you do zrika? So he says zrika is included in shvicha. Well, lo shvicha bechlal zrika. But if you'll bring a korban chagige and you do shvicha on that, he won't be yotz on a korban Pesach. He can either do zrika or shvicha. So somehow this indicates that the korban Pesach is the ikur, and the chagigas habasa is the tofel. Why don't you just say, of course it's an ikur and a tofel. What's the problem over here? The whole... See, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi who introduces the lashon ikur and tofel. The Bavli never explains what's going on. The Bavli just says, the shaila is whether if you have a korban that korban Pesach needs shvicha, and chagigas habasa is a shlamim. The shlamim needs zrika, all karbanas needs zrika, except for these, b'chor ma'isa Pesach. So Rabbi Akiva holds lo zu paterizu ve lo zu paterizu. Lo shvicha b'chol zvika ve lo zvika b'chol shvicha. The chagigas habasa needs zvika, so if you do shvicha, it won't be kosher. The korban Pesach requires shvicha, if you do zvika, it won't be kosher. So you can't, Rabbi Akiva says, you can't declare that either is a tofel to the other. Why not? Chagigas habasa is the rabbanon, of course it's a tofel. The whole purpose that the Institute of Chagigas habasa is that the Pesach should be nechal al asova, mishum chashash v'yiras etzem. Why doesn't he agree that it should be? It's very strange. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Shmuel that it should be an ikur and a tofel? The whole institution of Chagigas Habasa is Medir Rabbanan, it was instituted as a tofel. So the Gemara doesn't present it like that. Or presents it that the machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel is in Hilchos Rikas Hadam. That Rabbi Akiva holds if you substitute Zrika instead of Shvicha by the Korban Pesach, you substitute Shvicha instead of Zrika by the Chagigas Habasa, it'll be possible. Rabbi Shmuel says one direction yes, the other direction no, and therefore it's a situation of ikur and tofel. Very strange. What does the zrika have to do with the achila? This indicates that one is or is not an ikur, as opposed to the other one is a tofel. Very difficult. Some achrayim in the back of the Gemara want to take issue with Rashi and the Rashbam on the page. Rashi and Rashbam learn the machlokes hatanaim is when you're eating the korban Pesach and eating the chagigas habasar, how many brachas do you say? They say only one bracha on the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagigah. The Achilas HaChagigah is covered because of the din of Ikur and Tofel, or it doesn't apply here, Ikur and Tofel. You have to say a separate bracha mitzvah A and a separate bracha mitzvah B. So some of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara say that from the way this Machlokes is quoted in the Tosefta, it becomes obvious that not like Rashi and the Rashbam, they're not talking at all. The Tanoim are not talking about the Birchas HaMitzvah that one recites prior to eating. The Chagigas HaBasa and the Korban Pesach. We're talking about the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash when they're makrivit. So we know from the Tosefta, we discussed the other day, no, we know from the Tosefta that when they shechted the Korban, the Gemara says in Dav Zayin Amen Beis, when they shechted the Korban, they say, Lishchates HaZevach, they say a bracha. And then the Tosefta says, the Kohen who does Kabbalah Saddam says a bracha. The Kohen who does Halacha Saddam says another bracha. The Kohen who does Rika Saddam says a fourth bracha. The Kohen who does the Haktar Sein Murim says the fifth bracha. One who does Hepshit Vini Tuach, he can have a non-kind do it also, says a sixth brach. Everyone who does another mitzvah says another brach. That's what we mentioned. The Ramban asks this as a kasha against the Ramon, that the Sefta says Beferish, every step of the way, say another brach. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Hepshit, Nituach, Haktor, Sein Murim. Everything requires another brach. Say yes, but the Ramon considers it only one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be Makarei Korban Pesach Kemitzvasa, mitzvah to be Makarei Korban Shlamim Kemitzvasa. Mitzvah to be marked with a korban chatas kemitzvahs. How do you find seven brachas on one mitzvah? How can that be? Shekadishana b'mitzvah so v'tzibon. It's only one mitzvah. How can he say seven brachas? So the achrayim say they don't see what shveh. The brachas are recited when one performs a ma'isa mitzvah. If he needs shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, hefshet, nituach, and haktar say more, he needs seven different pulas. So he recites seven different brachas. Just because it's one mitzvah, it doesn't behechreach imply that there should only be one bracha. That's the Ramban's kasha. That's the Ramban's kasha. So the Mefarshim and the Sefer HaMitzvah say, they think that that's the tef. Each ma'aseh ha-mitzvah requires a separate bracha. So here, that's what the Achronim in the back of the Gemara say. From the Tosefta, it would appear that the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel is not, they're not arguing at the time of Achila, Leil HaSeder, whether you say one bracha, two brachas, whether there's a din of Ikra and Tofel. No. Achila, this is one Achila Lechud, this is another Achila Lechud. They're talking about B'Shas HaKrovas HaKorbanis, and there are Pesach in the afternoon when they're Makriv the Korbanis. When the makriv the karbonis, can you cover the chagigas habasa with the korban pesach with one bracha? Probably b'shas rika sadam. You're about to do the zrika sadam. So one is going to do b'shvicha, one is going to be b'zrika. So can you declare that that one is a nikar, one is a tofel? So the one is going to do the two, one is going to do the zrika with the shvicha. Let him recite one bracha and both will be covered. Or should you say no? You have no prayer. We have to say two distinct brachas. Yeah. Are they both brought at the same time? The Korban Pesach is brought after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. And the Chagigas HaBos is also brought after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. What happened to the Hasid HaShlama? So, if you hold like that Tana Ben Tema, Yudah Ben Dutoyi, it's a Din D'Araisa, Chagigas HaBos, everything goes with a Hekesh. It has to be Tzli, it has to be Shviras Etzem. So maybe you bring it also, maybe you bring the Chagigas HaBos also after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. But we don't hold like that. Pilek Loim, we don't hold like that. It's a paladika tesis that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You should broil the zroa and the beitza to be choshish for the shita of Rabbi Yudah ben Durtoi. The shita yechito, we don't hold like this. Paladika zach. According to those achrayim, that's what's going on here. He's about to be zorik the dam of the Pesach and the Chagiga. So how many brachas should he say? What do you mean about to be zorik dam? I mean they shechted the Chagiga 2 hours ago. And they have a cup of dam left over. That's what it means. The shecht of the Chagigas HaBasa 2 hours ago before the Tom Shebein Abay. And now they just shechted the Korban Pesach and said, hey, we got some dam, and it's labeled on it that this is a Chagiga. So does he say two brachas or does he say one bracha? That's the Echidimsa. A funny case. Anyway, it's a very funny case. There is a real point, sir.
So many places that certainly the Chagigas is a separate mices all over.
Yeah.
You have to say, but like those achronim with the Maisa Mitzvah, but for Kibbutz Shemile Kresim, no?
Okay.
How else can explain?
Yeah, that's you see from the Gemara, that one recites a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah even though there's no Kiyum at all. When I nail on a mezuzah on your door, so you're yaitzah the mitzvah mezuzah, I'm yaitzah the mitzvah gvinlos chasarim, I did you a favor. But I recite the bracha, not asher kesham tzosan gvinlos chasarim. I say the bracha lekvoy mezuzah. So Rab Chaim, they quote the name Rab Chaim in the Mikdash Shmuas. Why does the one who nails on the mezuzah, why does he say Lekvay mezuzah? The answer is because he did the Maisa Mitzvah, even though he doesn't have a kiyum of mitzvah mezuzah. He has a kiyum of Gvilas Chasad. But still, the bracha is recited in conjunction with the Maisa Mitzvah. So here is Shaila with this Mishnah. The Chagigas HaBasa was brought way before. So what's going on over here? Unless Hachmas Kinnan and Hakim Tepshat, they have a cup of dam left over from 2 hours ago. The Ozarua claims that that's the pshat anyway, because the Ozarua is bothered with Akasha. Kol ha-mitzvahs kulam mevarach alayim moiv alas yosim. You have to say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So what order do you eat this in? The first you eat the chagigas habasar, and then you eat the Pesach at the end. Nechal alasova, according to Tosfos. The Ozarua is from the Balei HaTosfos. From Pesach is nechal alasova at the end of the meal, kedei lizbom mimenu. According to the Rambam, also you have to eat at the end of the meal because ein maftir achar Pesach hafikoma. You have to have in the meal and then you eat another kezais at the end. Kedei sheyehei tam Pesach b'fi. Yeah. So the Yozeruah is bothered with Akasha. The Tanoim have a machlekes. Does he have to say one bracha? Does he have to say, if he says the bracha and the korban Pesach, does he pat to the korban chagiga? What do you mean? He already ate the korban chagiga. Eating the Korban Pesach comes second after eating the Korban Chagiga. So, what's the din if you have an ikar and a tofel, but you're going to eat the tofel before the ikar? I have, let's say, a baked potato with butter, and I love fattening butter. So I want to lick off the butter on top a little bit before. So you say, shahakal on the butter. If you're going to eat it all together, you say, ho adama. So you're eating the salt with the butter with the potato. But if you're going to lick the salt and the butter first, before you start chewing the potato, then you have to say Shehakol. So the Shulchan Aruch, if you eat the tuffel before the ikir, then you do have to say, you do have to recite a bracha on the tuffel. No, so here you're eating the Chagigas HaBasar before you eat the Korban Pesach. So what do you mean? Can he say the bracha on the Korban Pesach to pata the Chagigah? He already ate the Chagigah. He should have said the bracha before he starts eating the Chagigah. What's going on? So that's what the Ozarua asked that kasha. This Ozarua is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Yeri Day. So the Ozarua gives such a funny case in a Kimta case. He says, we're talking about a case, he ate the Chagigah and he forgot to say a bracha in advance. So look, Atchila, he's supposed to say, Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Mevarech Aleihem Ovel L'Asiyosim. What if he forgot to say the bracha Ovel L'Asiyosim in advance? So the Ozarua says, you see from this Mishnah that you can recite the bracha L'Achar HaSiyosim. So now the Shaila is, he just finished eating the Chagigas HaBosa and he realized that he forgot to say a bracha, and now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach and he has to say a bracha al achilas hasher kedushonim b'mitzvos mitzvanu al achilas haPesach. So should he only say the bracha al achilas haPesach and that'll pater the bracha and the Chagigas HaBosa that he forgot to say before he started to eat it? We're talking about in the Kimta case. Or do we say no, you got to say first the bracha al achilas Chagigas HaBosa al achilas haZevach that he just ate? It's a Bidiyevit case. We're talking about a Nukimta case, a Nukimta pshat. He already finished eating the Chagigas HaBosa. So should he say a separate bracha on that and then say a separate bracha and eat the Korban Pesach? Or should he only say one bracha on the Korban Pesach? So the Ozarua says, from here it's a raya, that if you forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzvah, Ebel HaSiyosam, you can recite the bracha L'Achar HaSiyosam. Yeah. This is quoted in Yeri Day. The Ramah says in Yeri Day that if you shech the treifa, Rashi writes in the tshuva, if you shech the treifa, we had the whole sugi, shechita sheni ruach. If you shech the treifa, so the shechita is mitar midei nevel. It doesn't have tumas nevel. The Rashi shechita is that you say a bracha. Shekidishana b'mitzvos v'tzivano ala shechita, even if you're shechting a treifa, because the shechita will accomplish something, it'll make it that it's no longer mitar mitumas nevel. And we don't paskin like that Rashi. And Shulchan Aruch says, if you know in advance that the animal that you're shechting is a treifa, then you don't recite a bracha. So how do you ever say a bracha? How can you ever say a bracha whenever you shecht an animal? You go basar roi, we assume that roi behemoth aksheres him. So we follow the roi when we recite a bracha. What if I know in advance that that this animal fell down a flight of stairs and we're going to have to check it? We can't check it from the outside to know whether it's a treifa. After we'll shecht it, we're going to have to check. And there's a race, that means our latest asafik, that it may well be that it's a treifa. The rove of rove behemoth ksheres goes on normal, healthy animals that never fell down a flight of stairs. An animal that fell down a flight of stairs, you don't know what the rove is. We're not sure what the rove is. Maybe the rove is that they will be treifas. Maybe it depends on how tall a flight of stairs is. It's a shayla. So the Ramah says there in Shulchan Aruch, simin yutes, in Yeri Day, it's a simin about birchas hashchita. So the Ramah says, if you have an animal that fell down a flight of stairs, and you're about to shecht it, so first shecht it, don't say a bracha, then check. After you finish shechting it, then check to see if it's a treifa. If it turns out that it doesn't have any treifas, then you can say the bracha ala shechita. And the long shach there explains that it's based on the Ozarua, who got it out of this Mishnah. The Rambam holds not so, right? The Rambam holds that you can never say a bracha la'achar asiyosam. So what's going on in the Mishnah? Biruch ala pesach potter shel zevach. What's going on in the Mishnah? Maybe the Rambam learns. Maybe the Rambam learns that funny Ukimta pshat that we said before. He shechted a karma chagigas habasar before the Talmud Shel Beit Abayi. And the cup is sitting there, they weren't yet zarek the dam. And now the shechted a karma pesach and he has two. You can't have it two hands. You have to, the zrik has to be in the right hand. He has three hands. He has two right hands and one left hand. So, be a balmum. So he has two cups of dam. One is a karma pesach, one is a karma chagig. He wants to be zarek both damim. One is going to do bezrika meirachet, one is going to do bishvicha mikarek. So that's the case where there's a machak, like the achronim say, like the tosefta, it doesn't go on achila. The Rambam quotes it by achila though, Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. Rambam doesn't quote it by hakrovas hakorban, he quotes it by achilas hakorban.
You have to have the achronim constantly checking the flaps.
Yeah, to make sure it shouldn't become congealed, yeah. This is a Pella Dika Mishnah. This whole discussion, this is the last Mishnah in Safi, where the Din of Ikra and Tafel applies to Birchas HaMitzvos. Why didn't the Gemara just say Rabbi Kiva holds that Ikar and Tefil doesn't apply to Birchas HaMitzvah, period? The Gemara seems to say no. He would also agree that Ikar and Tefil should apply, but he's not so convinced that that's the Ikar and that's the Tefil. Each one is important in its own right. He said, Pella, what do you mean? We don't know Chagigas HaBos is the Tefil. It was instituted by the Rabbanim, Mishum Shmir Setzim. To be mishamish, it's to be mishamish the Korban Pesach.
Really, according to Ben Tema, we assume that there be onish kois for the Chagigas Arbaser, just like the Pesach.
I don't remember if the Gemara talks about kois and dafayin and aleph. I don't know. Iberi luhu leben tema ba min abakar, ein ba min abakar. Is it only behema dakar? The Chagigas HaBos, is it the same as Korban Pesach? Bomen on the cave, say ain't a bomen on the cave. Korban Pesach cannot be in a cave, it has to be Davke Zohar. Well, Bashtei Shonim, does it have to be Bashnosa or not? Should I say, Kyak Shachman on the Pesach, the Hekish is only the Midi Dachil, you have to eat it. Abba Lachal Midi Lo, Adil Ma Loish Na Toshma. So it says it has all the same Dinim. Shma Min Abarlu, the Ben Teimo, is the Odin HaShvir HaSetzem or not? Okay, what about Koris? They don't mention.
We assume since it's not one of the lambs of Christmas, that it's not, or just
probably not. The Pashto says that it's certainly not. It's certain, but you know Koris. Pashto says even going to Ben Tema, there should not be any Koris. But that got to happen soon. To establish Koris, you have to have a pasuk. Yeah, there wouldn't even be. There is no Kavachaymer. What is Kavachaymer from Pesach to Chagiga? I don't think there's any Kavachaymer even. The Gemara says even if there is, even if there were a Kavachaymer, you can't establish that this car is based on a Kavachaymer. I don't even see that there is any Kavachaymer. I don't think there's any Yalfusa, unless you say there's a Hekish, but the Hekish is between Oyla Svi and Shalmach Chagiga of Pesach. It is between Oyla Svi and Shalmach Chagiga. It's not between. Between Chagigas HaBos. I mean, he holds that there's a psahekish between Korban Pesach and Chagigas HaBos. Yeah. But he say this, Koris. I don't know. Then the other day we were discussing, I don't know how many people attended, there is a machloikis satanoim regarding women, whether they're mechuyev to participate in Pesach Rishon or it's optional. The Mishnayos record that the women always did participate, there's a perek Isha. The feminists put in a whole perek. Perek ha'isha, with a hey ha'yadiyah. Yeah. The women. There were some women who were very upset. I mentioned the word women and I didn't bow down. So they're very upset. Why? You're not allowed to say anything about women without being korea mishtachmet to the women. So the Mishnah records that the women did participate in Korban Pesach, that's belishim suffering. The shaila is whether women are mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach, or is it just optional? So what would we have thought, if you would have asked me, I would have said, it's a mitzvah says it's just man grama, women are potter. If they want to shake a lulav, good. If they want to count sphere assignment, fine. If they want to volunteer to do a mitzvah says it's just man grama, fine. But to say that the mechuyev, the pashtus is not. So it's a machlekes hatanoim. So the Gemara, when the Gemara discusses this machlekes hatanoim, the Gemara assumes the muskal rishon, the svarach yitzayna is, that the women are mechuyev in Korban Pesach. And the one who says that women are only optional, noshim barishon rishus, so the Gemara presents it that the burden of proof is on that shita. So the Sfasem says, why should the burden of proof be on that shita? It should be fakir. The pashta should be that women are exempt because it's a zman grama. The burden of proof should be on the Tana who wants to say the noshim barishon chayva. Everything fakir. How does the Gemara assume muskal rishon, the svarach itzayna is that the women should be mechuyev in Korban Pesach? That's the Sfasem's kasha. So he answers that whoever doesn't bring in Korban Pesach is Chayv Kareis. So maybe the din that Mitzvah Sese Shaz Magram, Noshim Pturis, doesn't apply to Mitzvah Sese Sheyesh Bo Kareis. What does that mean? So that's what we explained. What he's saying is a Mitzvah Sese Sheyesh Bo Kareis contains with it also an Iser Aseh. Sometimes you have a Pasuk Humish that's counted in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Aseh. And it only means an Isra Aseh, it doesn't mean a Kiyam Aseh. The Rambam writes, Kol Tzipa Tohera Tohechele. What, it's a Kiyam HaMitzvah to eat kosher chicken once a day, every day, Kol Tzipa Tohera Tohechele. It's not a Mitzvah Aseh, It's an Isra Aseh. If you lead a non-kosher bird, not only will you be Irvan Aloysesi, you'll be Irvan this Isra Aseh in addition. So the other Shaila is, let's say, for example, Tashbisu. So Tashbisu, Alpi Pashtus, is both an Isra Aseh and a Kiyam Aseh. Has both elements to it. Tfilin. Tfilin is a Kiyam Aseh. It's not an Isra Aseh. It's a Kiyam HaMitzvah. If a whole day goes by, the person didn't wear Tfilin, it is Mevatla Mitzvah. You don't say that he did an Aver. So the Shaila is Korban Pesach has Koreis. Does it make sense to say that there's a punishment of Koreis for failing to fulfill a mitzvah? It's hard to believe. So that's probably what this Fasemis is driving at. If you have a mitzvah, says a Sheesh B'Koreis, namely Pesach Amila, Korban Pesach, the Pasuk that says you have to be with Korban Pesach implies both a Kiyum Mesa and an Isur Esa. There's a mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach, and whoever refrains from bringing a Korban Pesach, Zayver and Isur Aseh, and the Koris is a punishment min Hashemayim for having violated the Isur Aseh. There is no Koris. It's not mustabah to say that there's Koris for neglecting to fulfill a mitzvah, for failure to fulfill a mitzvah.
Is that the only litmus test, whether there's an Einish, to know if something's an Isur Aseh or just a bitul mitzvah?
No.
How else can you?
You have to use svara. Let's say by koltzi b'torah t'achela. It's not mustabah to say that it's a kiyum maseh. It's a mitzvah to eat chicken every day. So the Rama probably only meant a lava bo mechlal ase. By lanochri tigos, it's a machlek, is the Rama and the Ravid. It says, Nechumish, you're not allowed to take interest from a Jew, but lanochri tigos, or lachicha lo tigos. So the Rama says it's a mitzvah sase. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to go lend money, to go look for a nochri to lend the money and charge ribbis. It means if you're lending to a nochri, then there's a mitzvah sase, a kiyum ase, to charge ribbis. The Rabbi disagrees. He thinks that it's an Isra Aseh. If you'll charge ribbis from a Jew, then you not only will be in violation of all the lavim that the Mishnahs have, you'll also be in violation of the Aseh of Lanochi Tigos Velo Liachicha. Lanochi Tashich Lachicha Lo Sashich. Lanochi Sashich Lachicha Lo Sashich. But the Rambam holds not. The Rambam holds that it's a Kiyum Aseh. I raise a Mitzvah Aseh. So there you have a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, whether that's a Kiyum Aseh or an Isra Aseh. Vashchita there's such a Machlekes also. Rama counts Shechita as a mitzvah. And the Rabbi thinks that it's not a Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's only an Isra Aseh. So one, some Achareinim learned that that's what the Rama meant also. Rav Chaim Berlin writes like that. Asa Leitchik thought that Avah Pasha like that. But the Kesem Mishnah and others do not learn like that. Kesem Mishnah learns in the Rama that it's a Kiyum HaMitzvah, Kiyum Aseh. Teshecht means if a person is hungry for me, so it's a mitzvah Saseh that he should go Shecht it in advance. And if you have a Shechet Shecht for you, so maybe you should appoint the Shechet as a Shliach, in order to fulfill the mitzvah. That's how the Rav Chaim Berlin quotes such a wild idea. In order to fulfill the Kiyum Aseh. So it's questionable in different places.
What does
the Rambam
mean when he counts Koris as a mitzvah?
The Rambam counts Koris as a mitzvah? What does that mean, counts Koris as a mitzvah?
He counts in human mitzvahs.
I don't know what it means. Don't know. If you can find it, we'll work on it. Here's the minyan mitzvahs. Did we get it? I don't know. This svara appears in the Minchas Chinuch also. Minchas Chinuch quotes a din from Yerideya, the Mekuf Nun Zayin, that when it comes to fulfilling a mitzvah saseh, we have a restriction. A limit hamavazim zayivazim zayisimachem. A person is not obligated to spend more than 1/5 of his total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. When it comes to a lois saseh, keeping kosher and not being Mechal Shabbos, you have to give away kol hon beiso. You can't say that since it's going to be, I'll go broke. If I'll keep kosher, if I'll keep Shabbos, I don't have to keep kosher, I don't have to keep Shabbos. We paskin, there are those who disagree, there are Rishonim who disagree, but the Psak HaMekubal on Shulchan Aruch is that with respect to Olai Sase, you have to give away kol hon beiso. So the Shaila of the Menchas Chinuch is, what if a person is an adult, he realizes he never had a bris milah when he's a baby, and the only way for him to fulfill, he lives in New Zealand. I don't know, they're not moilim here. So the only way for him to fulfill the mitzvah meal, he'll have to fly to Chveis America, to civilization, and he'll have to blow in all of his money, have to spend more than chemish, more than 1/5 of his total savings. Should I treat mitzvah meal, a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs, or should I say perhaps that because it has koreis, therefore it's mochomer, and you should treat it like a loisesei, then you have to give away kol haim besa. So what is the Menchas Chinuch driving at? So the Pashtus is saying the same thing that the Sfas Emes said. that maybe because of the fact that Korban Pesach, maybe because of the fact that Mila carries with it a punishment of Kares, maybe that should serve as an indication that Mitzvah's Mila true is a Kiyo Maseh, Bahra'i, say a Bracha. That the bracha l'chari indicates that there's a kiyum mitzvah, but also it should indicate that there's an iser asei. Because of the iser asei, that's why there's kares. The fact that there's kares perhaps should serve as an indication that there's an iser asei. And if you say there's an iser asei, then there's room to say that not only you have to give away kol haim beisa for a loisa asei, even for a lav haba mechalal asei, for an iser asei, you also have to give away kol haim beisa. So that svar is what they both say, the same svar, the Minchas Chinuch with the Sfasemis. After I spoke on Sunday morning, and I spoke about this, so there was a European rabbi there. So he gives me a yashikar for saying over the Sfasemis. He didn't like anything else that was said. He says, I'm a Gera Chassid, he tells me in Yiddish, and the Sfasemis was the Gera Rebbe. That was the best part. The rest he didn't go for. The Gera Rebbe, that he liked. Okay. He's doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. That's why he says the bracha. Yeah. So some argue and they say the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, says a lishkot. So it sounds like the Rambam holds that it's a kiyumase. How can it be a kiyumase? What if a person is a vegetarian? He's losing a mitzvah every day of the year. So the Pashto says, no, it's a conditional mitzvah. Let's say there's a mitzvah to perform Pidyon HaBet. If your first baby is a boy, do Pidyon HaBet. If your first baby is a girl, so you don't do Pidyon HaBet. It's a mitzvah lo malas HaBet. If you have a boy, mitzvah to put mezuzah. If you sleep in the park, you know, market. If you don't have a house that needs a market, then there's no mitzvah. So here also, the mitzvah lishchot only applies if and when a person is interested in eating fleshiks, so then he has a mitzvah sesa that he should share. So the one who wants to eat it, let's say the sheikhet is a vegetarian. But the customer wants to eat the flesh, he has to do the mitzvah. But the sheikhet is doing it for him. So that's why Rav Chaim Berlin quotes, he thinks the whole thing is a joke. Rav Chaim Berlin thinks that the Rambam, that the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. That the Rambam never meant to say that there's a kiyuma mitzvah in shechita. It's just an iser asei. That's what the Raibin is masking on the Rambam. If anything, it's a lav haba mechalal asei. If you eat nevela meat that was never geshochten, you'll, in addition to violating the loisas, you'll also violate the iser asei. But the Kesef Mishnah understood in the Rambam that he holds that there's a kiyuma mitzvah to shech. Means when one is interested, when the customer is interested in eating meat, so he has to shech the behemoth. I bet he doesn't shech the shech, it shechs for him. So this one of the Gedolim thought that we have to all appoint the shech as a shliach on our behalf, that we, the customers, should fulfill the mitzvah.
But who would hold us in all those things then?
Hmm?
But mezuzah too, we would hold the same thing. Guy lives in the park, he's putting up the mezuzah, so...
No, guy lives in the park, he doesn't have any mezuzah.
No, he's putting up for somebody who has a house.
Ah, yeah, okay. So the guy has the house, he has me to act as a shliach on his behalf. That he should
have the mitzvah.
He has the mitzvah. Still, I'm doing the maisa mitzvah, so I say the bracha. But in order that he should fulfill the mitzvah, he has to appoint me as a shliach. If I'll do it like the Gas Chometz, you say mitzvah, bo yosem b'shluchai, but if it's too much, so then I'll appoint a shliach to do the Gas Chometz for him. If I'll do the Gas Chometz without asking him, then he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. He didn't make me a shliach. He has to ask me to do the mitzvah. So here also, we should ask, that's what some said, we should ask the shechet that he should act as a shliach on behalf of us, the customers, that we have to fulfill the mitzvah. So Rav Chaim Berlin thinks the whole thing is not correct. He thinks that the Rambam never meant to say that shechita is a mitzvah. So, you say brach ala shechita? So does that indicate that there is a kiyum mitzvah? So that's a good question. We assume that the brach is on the matir, not on the maisa mitzvah.
Can that not happen with the spasemis? Can that also answer Tosfos' question, confusion of why the morning the pasuk to say that women are a chayav?
Right, Tosfos asks, why do you need a pasuk that the mother is not mechuyav lamalos habein? Why don't you say that it's a mitzvah seser shas man grama? So the mother is a woman, so the women are pater from. Does the mother will be a man? Okay. Gary has Daniel Feldman. He has a whole shtick of Torah. Yeah. So the Purim Torah used to come with Purim Torah. Yeah. So Tosfos asks that kasha. So the Tosfos of Megillah quotes the Teres what you're saying. That since Mila carries with it a punishment of Kares, so the Pturim, its successor, Hasaman Grama, doesn't apply. So how come somebody, Rishonim, didn't say that Teretz? So the Sasema says because there's never chorus on the father, on the parent. There's only chorus on the person who wasn't mal himself. So that's why most of the Balei HaTosfos held that that's not a valid answer. You can only say it's an Iser Asei for the person himself who's not mal himself. But to say on the parent who's not mal a son that he's over on an Iser Asei, there's no hechrich for that. The whole hechrich only was because there's chorus. There's never chorus on the parent. That's what the Sasamis explains.
How did Rabbi Shimon explain this again? As far as Chitzeno.
No, but here there's chorus on the one who doesn't bring Korban Pesach. So here they'll all hope on the Sasamis is Sasamis the Chemis. That's why I told the rabbi. Whatever Sasamis says, Zemes, by definition. Yeah. Yeah, we assume that that's only midirabbanon, and some Hashem said only applies to mitzvah derabbanon. It's only midirabbanon, and only applies to mitzvah derabbanon. Yeah, but by Korban Pesach, the Gemara wants to discuss whether they're mechuyim in Torah to participate in Korban Pesach. That's what I mentioned also, the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Sanhedrin quotes a Pirush HaMishnayos LaHaRambam Marei Elohein Aloiken. Beginning of Perek Elohein Aloiken, the Rambam has a long essay to divide all of the Lav and Lav Sheish B'Maisa, Lav Sheim B'Maisa, Lav Anitikles, everything. So the Rambam makes a statement, whenever there's a mitzvah in the Torah that has Koreis, the Yodua that it has Aloisese, that there's a Lav. So the Lecha Mishnah is the Kasha, it's against the Mishnah. The first Mishnah increases, lists off the Lamed Vav Krisis Hamuris Batera, and then it ends off. All of the Chavi Krisis have violated the Lois Asay, except for Pesach Amila. Pesach Amila Mitzvah Sasei. There is no Lav and there's still Kuris. So how can the Rambam write in the Pirush HaMishnayos that whenever there's Kuris, it's Biodua that there's a Lois Asay, that there's a Lav? So the Lech Mishnah says there must be a mistake. There must be a mistake in translation or something. So that's what we suggested. Maybe the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos didn't mean to say that it's a loisese. He meant to say that it must be an iser. If there's no iser, there's not going to be any chorus. It's an iser aseh? Okay. An iser aseh. The same as the lechem, the same as the svasem is said by the Korban Pesach, the same as the Minchas Chinuch said by the Milo. Yeah, we mentioned the Mishnah in the end of Ezel Mekoyim, HaPesach Eina Nechal Ela Lemenuya. Pesach can only be eaten by those who are mamunim. So that's why there's an institution of Chabura. You have to establish in advance who the Bnei HaChabura who are eating the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. What if a guy likes to eat lamb chops? He wants to eat the whole Korban Pesach all by himself. He says his children, they'll bring another Korban Pesach. He hasn't eaten in a long time. Is there a din that we require dafka HaChabura? You have to have a group of people, and one person is not a group, but he's saying no. If you want to have a group of people, it has to be Lemenuyev. You have to have a Chabur. If one person wants to bring the whole Korban Pesach, so isn't it? So that's a Machlokes Satanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Mishnah Tzadik Aleph and Min Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein Shechten Esa Pesach Al HaYechad. They all lived after the Churban Abayis, they were never there. All the Gemaras in Zvachim, most of the Gemaras in Kachim, all the Tanaim lived after the Churban Abayis. So Rabbi Yehuda says he can't do it, and we pass like Rabbi Yossi that he can. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says that it's okay. If one person, there are dinim of chaburah, but if a person wants to bring a korban pesach all on his own, and he's going to see to it that it's not, he isn't going to leave over any noiser, so isn't he? He can eat all on his own. That's how we pass. A gershin is guy be'erev pesach. He converted on erev pesach. He wants to participate in the korban pesach. So that's one of the famous machlokes in Bishamai and Bisilo. Bishamai don't allow him to bring the korban pesach. Because that's on Tzadik Beis Amin Aleph on the top. The Shammai don't permit him to bring the Korban Pesach. Bisilu don't allow him to bring the Korban Pesach. The expression they use is HaParish Min HaOrlo, KiParish Min HaKever. If he just did his bris, his mol betoval, and he became a Yisrael, that's the process of Geiris, mol betoval, he became a Yisrael. So he says HaParish Min HaOrlo, the Gershon is Gar is considered KiParish Min HaKever. He's considered Tomei, and he's not allowed to bring Korban. Why is he considered Tomei? So the Gemara explains what's going on here. The did is that a Nochri is not Mekabel Tumah. So the Nochri could be that on Erev Pesach in the morning he attended a funeral. And then he had the Bris Milah. He had the Bris Milah 2 weeks ago. And he's gone to the Mikvah on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So the fact that he attended a funeral in the morning is absolutely lamalo amar. It is not metami him. He can bring the Korban Pesach that night, but we're afraid, Hillel are afraid he's going to remember next year. The Ger is not such a learned guy. He promises to keep it. It's okay. So he'll remember next year. Last year, the rabbis were watching. I went to a funeral in the morning. Then I went to mikveh in the afternoon. And then I brought the Korban Pesach. So he'll do the same thing next year. He'll go to a funeral, Erev Pesach in the morning. He'll go to the mikveh in the afternoon. They don't think he can bring Korban Pesach. Can't do it like that anymore. Now that he's Jewish, he's mekabel tumah from the mace, and going to the mikveh is not sufficient. You have to have azor shlishi shvi from the paraduma water, and then you go to the mikveh to become tohar. So Beis Hillel hold from this gzeira. A parish menor, look at parish menor, okay, but they don't permit the gersh and his guy Ber Pesach to participate in the Korban Pesach that year. It's Akira's Dovim and Atorah. They tell him not to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara says in Yibamis, yes, this is one of the examples of Yeshkach B'Av Chacham Laka Dovim and Atorah. They tell him, don't bring a Korban Pesach this year. Bring a Pesach Shein. Don't bring a Pesach Rishon. Bring a Pesach Shein. So the Gemara quotes this as the example of Yeshkach B'Av Chachamim Laka Dov Men HaTorah V'Shevi Al Tasa. Here Yosamech has a famous comment. There's a Gemara in Krisis, the beginning of the second parak, lists off the Abba Mechusir Kapor. That's the name of the parak. Abba Mechusir Kaporahim. There were four people who are Tomei, and their Tahara process is not completed until they bring a Korban. Azab Zava Yoledis and Mitzurim. These four people are Tomeim, Zab Zava Yoledis and Mitzurim. And when they become Torah, the Zav needs Shivinikim, the Yoledis needs more than Shivinikim. The Mitzurah has to get healed. So when they become Tahar, they go to the mikveh, they still are considered Mechusir Kippurim. They haven't yet completed their Tahara process. They have to bring a korban. When you get to what, do we still declare that they're tummy till they bring the korban? So the Gemara says, when you get to truma, all you need is harav shemesh. When you get to eating ma'aser rishon, when you get to eating ma'aser sheni b'tahara, you don't even need harav shemesh. Tov ol yola. If a tummy goes to the mikveh and he gets out of the mikveh, he's still a tful yom, echol b'ma'aser sheni. Even though he's a tummy, he's not permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. For the purpose of the ma'aser sheni, he's called a tohar. Harav Shimsho, after Harav Shemesh, is Zechol Betruma. And if Hevi Kaparosa, when he brings the carbon, these four people, the Zab, Zab, Yeladis, and Mitzurah, Hevi Kaparosa, he's Zechol Bekotchim. He's not a Mechusik Kippurim, he's not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and he's not permitted to eat Karbonis, he's considered a Mechusik Kippurim. So one Tana says there in the Mishnah, they're not only four. There's another Mechusik Kippurim, a Ger Shenizgar. Any Ger who converts, he has Mila and Tvila, he's Jewish, but he's still missing something. He's still missing something. It's not really a din. It's not Tomei. He's never Tomei. It's a din called, he's not permitted to bring Korban, he's not permitted to eat Korbanos. That the Sefer explains. He's permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash. He's permitted to bring Korbanos, but he's not permitted to eat Korbanos. Let's say a Shlomim. A Chatas and an Oshim is not a Kohen. How can he be a Kohen if he's a Ger? But let's say a Shlomim, that's Nechal to all Tahorim. So the Gersh and his guy is an Adam Tahor. But he's not permitted to eat shlamim until he brings a korban. That's long enough in Maimon HaSina. Ma v'sein ala nichnas ala birsa ala b'mila tefila korban. Af atem l'doris, you need mila tefila and korban. So here, the Yosameach asks, there's something missing in the story here. The Gemara tells the story, the ger was nizgar b'er Pesach, his mother Toval, and he wants to eat korban Pesach. What happened to him? He has to bring his korban hageros. Is missing the whole daf gemara daf tzadik beis amin aleph. It doesn't say a word about the ger being required to bring. Doesn't this whole discussion over here? They forgot the whole gemara increases daf tes amin aleph. The gemara says, gemara quotes at the sefta.
We pass like that tana.
Yeah. The tana, it's irrelevant whether they pass like the tana or not. They don't argue in halacha. They just argue. Should we say that there's more than four mechusik kapar or only four mechusik kapar? It's irrelevant. It's a question, should we say there are four, there are five, there are six? But in the halachas, they all agree that the gersh and his gair is Jewish when he has mila and tfila, but he's not permitted to eat korbanos until he brings an oilah. He doesn't have to bring an oilah spayim, he can bring an oilah soif, but he has to bring a korban oilah. So what happened over here by eating korban Pesach? They forgot to mention that the ger brought the korban ager. So that's what Der Sameach has a fantastic chiddush. The young man who, not so young anymore, my age, the Talmud Chacham who founded Ksav Yad of Yerushalayim, the Hebrew University, was learning in Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim over 40 years ago. And then it came, I think, Pesach, and there was no yeshiva. So he went to snoop around in the Hebrew University to see what Kisvei Yad they had. So they had a Ksav Yad from Dvinsk from before the Second World War, and they didn't know who the author was. So he started to read it, and he saw a shtikl Torah that he knew was from the Yerushalayim. He knew it from the Yerushalayim. So he identified that these are the chidushim of the Yer Samech Al Hashas. He had this shtikl Torah on this Mishnah. The Yer Samech has this fantastic chiddush that the Korban Pesach can serve as the Korban Hagir. The Korban Pesach can serve as the Korban Hagir. Let's say the Ger was Nizgayer, and a Jewish neighbor of his brought a Korban Shlomim, and he's in Yerushalayim. He wants to offer him have a piece of the Korban Shlomim. He's not allowed to eat it. The Ger didn't bring a Korban Hagir yet. Let's say the ger will be Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeh. He was just ger shen his guy. He doesn't know yet what's going on. He turned on the lights. He turned off the lights. Whatever. He did some kind of a malacha. And Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeh brings the Korban Chatos. The Kohanim can eat the Korban Chatos. But after he brings the Korban Chatos, he still can't eat Korbanos. The Korban Chatos is not a Korban Ager. The only Korban that can serve as the Korban Ager is the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach in the first place was intended as a korban agir. Rashi and Chumash quotes, Mishchu kulachem tzon lemishpachaseichem shachtu apasach. The Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Mishchu yideichem yavodizor. The bringing of the korban Pesach, the seh was the avodizor of the Mitzrayim. So when the Jews, hein nizbachas tavis Mitzrayim le'enem v'lo yiskelunu. So when the Jews tied the seh to their bed for 4 days, and the Mitzrayim asked them, what are you doing? He said, our God said we should shecht it. Means we're shechting the Avodah Zarah. We're rejecting Avodah Zarah. That was the original Korban Hageiros. So that's what the Yer Samech is Mecharish, that if the Ger will participate, Beisilu made Exer the Rabban, we don't let him do it. But on the level of their Isa Bishama, you're right. What do they write? If the Ger will participate in a Korban Pesach, he's Yotze, the Korban Pesach, he can kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Korban Pesach will serve as the Korban Hageiros, and at the same time serve as the Korban Pesach for him. So Beisilu made Exer the Rabban. Yesh koch lacha b'shevi al tasit. Beisilu made Exer the Rabban.
Okay, that's the Gemara in Krisus that learns all the dinim from
Maamar Hasina.
Maamar Hasina learns it from that also. That Korban, that we need Korban by Ger.
Yeah, because at Maamar Hasina they brought Korban at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So the Gemara writes, "Ma v'sechem al nichnasu libis el v'mila tefil v'harzah az domim." Harzah az domim means the zrikas adam. Afle deris, and the Rambam writes, "Mila tefil v'korb." The Rambam, instead of writing harzah az domim, the Rambam writes the lashon "Mila tefil v'korb."
Not like the mechilta.
What do you mean, not like the mechilta?
They already, according to the mechilta, the korban agir was already before him.
Mila korban pesach? No, no, they had a. The Geris was later Harsina, so they had to bring the Karbonis in the end of Parashat Mishpatim. But the whole idea of the Korban Agir is similar to the whole idea of the Korban Pesach is similar to the Korban Agir. It's to represent the idea that one is rejecting Avodah Zarah and accepting Elokei Yisroel. So that's his. It's a fantastic chiddush that the Korban Pesach can serve the role as the Korban Agir.
It's
an interesting, yeah. Why shouldn't it be chavilas? I mean, it's the same thing. I don't know. That's a good question to be done. How can you kill 2 birds with 1 stone? How can you say like that? That by the ger bringing the korban pesach, he's yet to both the mitzvah of korban pesach and the mitzvah of korban ager. I don't know. That's a good question. Where do you eat the korban pesach? You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it in Beit Vegan. That was never in Kaddish, but Dushas Yerushalayim. If the Besdin will want to, Lasi Lava, they'll be able, Mosifan al Hoir v'al Azaris. You can be Mosifan to Kedushas Yerushalayim. You can add additional areas, but Kozman they didn't add. So the Ir Atika, that's it. That's Yerushalayim. The Korban Pesach has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And when we're learning the end of Perek Meruba, we discussed this Gemara in the bottom of Pehei on the days. Korban Pesach cannot be eaten on the Gagan and the Aliyas. Gagan Aliyas Lenis Kachu. For the purpose of eating Korban Pesach. Everybody has to eat Korban Pesach on the ground level. And then the Balamor, at the end of the Masechta, quotes this Gemara, Daf Peivavim, and Al Tehemshach of the Gemara, that they used to eat Korban Pesach in shifts. Because they had, what did we make a calculation? 15 million Jews. On 1 year, the Gemara says, the Pesach Me'uvin, when it was such a big crowd of people bringing Korban Pesach, so the Gemara says they were, every Korban Pesach had at least 10 people, more, at least 10 people participating, and they were kiflaim ki yetzim Mitzrayim. There were twice 600,000, so there were 1,200,000 Korbanos Pesach, and each one of those had at least 10 people. So you had about 15 million people there eating Korban Pesach. So how can you squeeze in 15 million people? The Yirat Bika's not big enough, that everybody should eat on the ground level. So Bechrech, they had to eat in shifts. So the people who, the lucky winners who ate first, had to eat quickly. They had to let the second shift have a chance to eat the Korban Pesach and so on. So we discussed when we were learning the Gemara, the Ana Merubah, there is a big debate in the Rishonim and the Achronim regarding this din of Rav, the Gagma Aliyah Slam is Kacha. Is it only a din in Korban Pesach? It doesn't apply to Shlomim, to Korban Toida, all other Kachim Kalim can be eaten on the Gagma Aliyah. Special din in Achilas Korban Pesach, because we do know that there are special din in Achilas Korban Pesach. On Peivav and Meralef, on the bottom is all Machlekes Hatanoim, Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. We'll get to that about the special dinim of the Mokam Achilas Korban Pesach, the Mokam Achila. So one could argue the point and say that this din of Gagma Aliyas Lanis Kasher is only Legabi Achilas Korban Pesach. The Pashtus is that Rav meant that Lanis Kasher at all for the purpose of all Kachim Kalim. Shalis doesn't necessarily follow that even regarding Achilas Maisa Sheni, also Lenis Kacha. So the Tosis and Makis assumes that it even applies in the second parak and Makis, Tosis, third parak and Makis, Tosis assumes that even the Gabi Achilas Maisa Sheni, also Gagam Ali is Lenis Kacha. That's why Tosis is bothered with Akasha. There's a Gemara that talks about a person is sitting on top of a tree in the middle of Yerushalayim and he wants to eat Maisa Sheni. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. How can he eat Maisa Sheni sitting on a branch in a tree? He has to sit on the ground level. Gagam Aliyah Slan is Kachu. The Tosis says the Teretz is that Gagam Aliyah Slan is Kachu means if there's another floor, there's another ground level that has Dalar al Dalar Tvachim on it. The guy sitting on the branch of the tree, there is no Dalar al Dalar. It's not another ground level. Avi Yerushalayim is Niskadish. If you're directly above the ground of Yerushalayim, you are in Yerushalayim. If you have another ground level that you're sitting on, then you'll have a problem of Gagam Aliyah. But Tosfos in the Kash and the Teretz is working on the premise that Gagam Aliyah Lenis Kachu doesn't only apply to Korban Pesach, it even applies to all Korbanos Kachim Kalim, and it applies also to Maisa Sheni. And the Ritva there gives this Teretz on Tosfos Kashi. He says, no, Gagam Aliyah Lenis Kachu is only vis-a-vis Kachim Kalim. And Achilas Maisa Sheni you can eat on top of Gagam Aliyah. Interesting. It's a different Mokam Achila for Maisa Sheni than it is for Achilas Kachim Kalim. The Pashup Shat and the Pasuk is like Tesis, not like the Ritva. The Chalta Hashem Lefnei Hashem Alkecha Maisa Digoncha B'Sirosh HaTzarecha V'chores B'korcha B'tzanecha V'chol Nadarecha Shetidor Nidvasecha Trumas Yadecha. Pashup Shat and the Pasuk sounds like it's the same Mokam Achila for Maisa Sheni as it is for Kachim Kalim. It's put together. But that's a Machlekes, a big Machlekes HaRishonim. How far do you go with this Gagam Aliyah Slanis Kachim? That's where the Gemara has an expression over here that they used to say Kazaisa Pischa on the last line on Pehem base. They ate a Kazaisa of the Korban Pesach Mahalela Poke Igro. When they said Halal, they were dancing so much with the banging of their feet on the floor, the people felt as if the roof was going to cave in. So the Gemara says, but if you say everybody has to eat on the ground level, so how can the roof cave in? The ground can't cave in. You can't eat on top of the roof. So the Gemara says, no, they ate already. They have to eat on the ground level, and then after they finish benching, then they go up, after the Birchas HaMazon, they go up to the rooftop in order to finish the halal after the meal. That's how the Gemara says, Kazeisa Pischa V'Halela Poke Igra. That's the wild pshat that the Baal HaMor writes in the end of the Masechta. Why was there a din in the Mishnah? Eim after Racha Pesach HaFikayman. Why are you not allowed to eat anything after? So we say, Kadei Shehei Tam Pesach B'Fiv. Why do you want to have Tam Pesach B'Fiv? Why is it necessary? So we say, Mishum Chavivus HaMitzvah. Chavivus HaMitzvah. So he has an original interpretation. He says, the Mishnah goes on all the people who didn't finish the Seder yet. They benched Birchas HaMazon after the meal. And then they get kicked out, so the next shift, the second shift, and the third shift, and the fourth shift, and the fifth shift, they have 15 million people. How are they going to squeeze in? They have a lot of shifts. So all the people, after they finish benching, have to go find another place to go finish the Seder. They didn't finish the Halal yet. So we're afraid that they may look and look and look, they're not going to find a place. This rooftop is taken, that place is taken, every place is taken, so they'll go to sleep and they'll forget about finishing the Seder. So to remind them, to make sure they don't forget to finish the main part of the Halal is after the meal, so that's why they made it in. He should remember that he didn't finish the Seder yet. But after he finishes the whole Seder, you can throw a party, you can eat whatever you want. Have all the dessert you want. That's what the Baal HaMor says. That's clearly not the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says a discussion if you're allowed to have a cup of tea after the whole Seder is all done. No, Baal HaMor always has original suggestions. The Gemara Mem Aleph and Aleph has a discussion which is relevant for Halacha. It has to be broiled. So what if they broiled it? First they broiled it, that's the Halacha, and then they give it to me. So I'm going to take it, I'm going to cook it. I'm an old man, my teeth don't work so well. So I'm going to cook the Korban Pesach. It's broiled, now I'm going to cook it. Well, let's say I ask them first to cook it, and then they'll broil it afterwards. They'll be out a little bit, they'll broil it. Is that good? Bishla v'acha kach tzala, tzala v'acha kach bishla. The Gemara quotes a braisa that it's no good. So the Gemara says, bishla me bishla v'acha kach tzala, I understand it's no good, that's mevushal. But if tzala v'acha kach bishla, why don't you say bishla v'acha bishla? Since the initial broiling, initially I took raw Korban Pesach, I did tzala, and v'acha kach bishla, so I should say bishla v'acha bishla. So that should be good. So the Gemara says, no, that din, that braisa, it goes like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that what? Pashup Shad, the Yesh Bisholach Atzliya, Yesh Tzliach Abishol, Yesh Bisholach Arafia, Yesh Afiach Abishol. You only say in Bisholach Abishol if you do the same form of Bishol. Tzliach Atzli, Bisholach Abishol. But if Afiach Arafia, but if you're doing a different form, that's the mocker of the Ereim, the Sefer Ereim, is the Talmud of Rabbi Natam. He got it from his Gemara. That's how he read the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, whose opinion is that Yesh Bisholach Atzliya, and therefore the Korban Pesach is no good because it's Merushal. Mar says it goes like Rabbi Yossi. There's a Braisa that has a Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, if you have a matzah, person is old and his teeth don't chew so well, so you can soak the matzah in water and Yotzim Beraka Kashori. If you soak the matzah in water until it becomes soft, that's okay. If you liquefy the matzah, then the Gemara says that you're not Yotzim. That's on Laman Hamanal. If you soak the matzah so long till it liquefies, so then everybody agrees that you're not yetzer. That's the shaila. Why? So Rashi says it's not derech achilo. So shaila, what Rashi means is shaloi kederech achilo asai. You're not yetzer mitzvah achilo if you eat it shaloi kederech achilo asai. Rashi means to say if you're drinking it, you're not yetzer. Even though usually we say shtia bechlal achilo, whenever there's a din, let's say you're not allowed to eat chametz. Kol machmetzah sloi sechelo. So what if he's drinking beer and schnapps? He's not eating, he's drinking. So the halacha says, the Gemara says in Chulman Daf Kuf Chav, that shtia bechlal achila. Whenever there's a pasuk in Chumash about achila, so shtia is included. So what about over here? It's a mitzvah. Be'erev tochlo matzahs. Would you say shtia bechlal achila? Or do you say no, shtia bechlal achila maybe is only for averus, not for mitzvahs. So that's a Mishnah Melech, and has in Hilchas Yisera Torah, it has a discussion on this Rashi. That the Gemara says on Laman Hamad Aleph, if you soaked the matzah in Cheru Begomai, you soaked the matzah till it became liquefied, so Rashi says it's not Derech Achila. So Mishal Melech is not sure what he means. He means to say, Shaluk Derech Achila, so you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah Sese. He meant to say, Shtia, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah, you do Shtia. But, so the first time he met Aleph and Aleph is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if you have a matzah that's soaked, your yoytze, as long as it didn't liquefy, soaked is good. And even b'mevushol, as provided shaloni mar. Let's say I have a matzah, and after I bake the matzah, I bought a baked matzah, I cook it till it becomes very soft. So if you're going to cook it long enough, it's going to become nimoyach, it's going to liquefy. Nimoyach, everybody says, no good. That's the braisa on laman hem and aleph. Himchei v'gama is no good. But if it's a rakka kamavushol shaloni mar, if it didn't liquefy yet, so the first tana ramea says yoytze. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Usually when Rabbi Meir disagrees with a bar plukta, we usually do not accept Rabbi Meir's opinion. The Gemara says he was too sharp. So the majority of the Tanoim didn't learn by him, they learned by the other Tanoim, and the next generation, when they voted, So they usually outvoted. Ruba de Ruba, they outvoted Reb Meir's opinions. So we paskin over here also against Reb Meir. We paskin like Reb Yosi. The Yetim Barak Kashori Avaloi Ben Mavusha. If the matzah is Mavushalis, so you're not Yetim. So the Shah is, but it's not Mavushal. If ain't Bisholach Hatzliya. So you see from Reb Yosi that Yesh Bisholach Hatzliya. So it's Yesh Bisholach Rafia by the matzah. So what the Nami by the Korban Pesach? Yesh Bisholach Hatzliya. Okay, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Sunday I won't be able to give a shiur. Sunday I have to go out of town. So we're going to have to wrap up all the Hilchos Pesach in a few days. Tomorrow and next week, 4 days. Okay?